The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
In 3, 2, 1.
Time to wake up.
Today is Wednesday.
Time to shine!
You know what, 24-year-old Clarissa Gagum of Wilmington, North Carolina.
What is her name?
Pause. What's her last name?
Gagum?
How do you spell it?
Gagum.
G-A-G-U-M.
Gagum.
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 Clarissa Gagum.
It's Wednesday.
Good morning.
What is that? The future of radio.
They got great banter.
They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab.
You're ruining my story. I had that giant setup about fashion.
That's
Gagum.
Clarissa
Gagum. Okay, fine. Do you know what 24-year-old Clarissa Gagum of Wilmington, North Carolina is passionate about?
What the heck is wrong with you? What did you say?
F-U-W-K.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to spell it.
I thought we talked about this the other day and said we couldn't say the story.
Oh my
air.
Gosh!
This is good radio!
Is it Wednesday?
All right, very exciting stuff. I think we're pretty much ready to go here.
Enjoy the show!
Fly me to the moon. Let me play
among the stars.
Yeah.
Let me see
good
what
morning.
Spring is
hey,
like
everybody.
Jupiter and Mars.
So today it's just the two of us.
In other words,
just me and you, Tail. Just me and you. Hey, you guys need to be praying for the Jeter family.
The Jeets.
Little Broadster.
Yeah.
Going in for surgery this morning.
Today at 8:45 a.m., he's going to be getting a tonsillectomy, which is kind of an intense surgery for a little kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be, like, quarantined after the surgery for a few days. And if you know, if you remember when you were a little kid, quarantines don't quite, you know, fall in line with the little kid lifestyle.
Right.
So you guys, please be praying, because it'll be a real, real sensitive situation after the surgery.
Oh, yeah, so Steve-O is out for a few days to make sure the family's good. Got to take care of that family before anything else.
That's right.
Especially before work. We'll hold down the fort here for you guys. Good morning, good morning. 6:07.
High today of 74 degrees.
74?
Okay, look, I got to be honest. No. I forgot.
Wow.
I'm looking right now.
I'll show you what's
going on.
Don't do this. 63 degrees in the metro.
79.
Interesting weather forecast.
79.
79 degrees.
Okay. It's getting nice outside.
It is.
Getting to be beautiful.
79 degrees. Why did I wear pants?
Because you have to.
I should have worn my city shorts.
Well, I was pretty bummed when I got hired here when I was sitting down with HR, and they were explaining, no shorts. What? What do you mean, no shorts? I work in radio.
Yeah, but nobody even sees us, and they're like, sorry.
This is the one job I could show up wearing pajamas.
Yep, nope.
Should never care.
They hate us. They hate us.
Yeah. Oh, Crystal over there at HR.
She just hates us.
Ooh. Probably the coolest HR that I've ever had in my life.
She's pretty good.
She's really good. I've had some pretty mean ones.
She's okay.
Well, today is a very special day. I don't know if you know what today is, Teo.
What?
Today is May the 4th.
There has been an awakening.
Ooh.
Have you felt it?
Yeah. It's intense.
Yeah, it is.
What?
That's not part of
it. Is that a goat?
You made that up.
What?
Why did you mix goats into this?
Dark side.
Yeah. Ah! Okay.
And the light.
How long did this take?
Oh, man.
He made a goat thing. He made a goat thing. Did you make this? Good grief. You didn't make this.
May the 4th be with you, goats. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Good morning.
May the 4th be with you guys.
Wooly!
How you doing, bud?
What's up? Oh, man. It's a great day. It's a great day. Because
great day.
This should be a national holiday. I think before Obama bounces, like, this is the thing that he needs to, like, write, scribble some stuff out, and make this nationally recognized. May the 4th be with you. Right?
Well, yeah,
I agree.
Maybe. That might be a little much.
Nope.
I don't know.
I say do it. I got to tell you, Wooly, I was about to post a May the 4th picture, and now I'm totally about to not post that one and post the one you sent me.
Did Wooly send that?
Wooly sent that to me.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, I love you guys. Hey, man, it's a great day, and I think really as a national holiday, all it requires is that people walk up to each other and be a little silly, and May the 4th be with you, and maybe dress up like Jedis. But whatever, you know, we walk up in front of, like, wherever our local convenience store is that we can't say on the radio and, like, wave our hands and the doors open. You know, that's sure. A little silliness that I think would make the world a little better. Am I right?
Yeah,
I love it.
You're right.
Hey, you guys, I love y'all. Y'all make the world good.
Thanks, buddy.
By being yourselves on the air across the city, and I'm grateful for it.
Thank
y'all
you
have
so
an
much.
Incredible day. We're all going to pray for Steve-O and the family and all and all the craziness with the tonsils and whatnot.
Yes.
All right. Love you guys.
All
adios.
Right. Later, Wooly.
Adios. That's Wooly. Wooly lives in Colorado?
Yes.
Does he live in Denver?
Yeah, Denver area. He used to live here, and he would come hang out with us a lot, and it was great.
We love our Starmie, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We got a big show planned for you guys this morning. Now, sure, much like the day we had Chris Hemsworth on,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people, because it was April 1st, thought that, well, it was not Chris Hemsworth. This morning I booked an astronaut.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
A little trepidation about it.
Yeah, I know. And now this is for real. And Joey Belleville will be on the show this morning.
That's right. Clap, 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 clap.
The one who played the astronaut, which kind of makes it
full circle.
Even more unbelievable.
That's great.
But kind of weird, yeah. Coming up at 7:50, astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore will be on the show to talk about A Beautiful Planet.
Mm.
Apparently, this is in IMAX. I didn't even look to see if this was going to be here in Albuquerque, but I think it's in limited release. But the trailer is awesome. Okay. Watching those...
It's like an old school IMAX movie.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. This looks so cool. And Jennifer Lawrence is the one voicing it.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I got
A Beautiful
see it.
Planet. Astronaut Barry E. Wilmore. They call him Butch.
All right.
He was. He is an astronaut.
Does he know Jennifer Lawrence?
Probably.
Could he probably.
Astronauts know everybody.
Make a couple calls, use his astronaut powers,
mm-hmm.
reach for the stars.
Yeah.
For me.
Astronauts are the biggest celebrities on the planet.
Yeah, they are. Most respected.
Yeah, that's right.
They're the ones everybody's like, you're doing the thing that we all wish we could do.
Mm-hmm. This guy has 2 space flights. The first of which was an 11-day space shuttle mission in November 2009 to the International Space Station. There were 5 other crew members launched with them on Space Shuttle Atlantis for the mission STS-129. And I guess Wilmore was designated as pilot.
Nice.
He's the man. He's going to be joining us on the show this morning. A real astronaut. A real, real, real astronaut.
This is not a fake one. I hope. I was told it's not a fake one.
Supposedly, it's not a fake one. Sorry, Steve-O. You're going to miss it, man. This is a real astronaut on the show. He's not going to be here.
Wait, which guy did you just have pulled up?
This guy. Barry E. Wilmore.
Who did we have last? Wasn't his name Eugene last time?
Yeah, that guy was ancient.
Do you
the other guy that was supposed to be on was Eugene something, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Do you have to be named Eugene to be an astronaut?
Yeah, you do.
Hi, Gene. No, Eugene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that guy was like 90. He was one of the first astronauts. We'll talk Mother's Day stuff this morning. Mother's Day is Sunday. We've been telling you guys, great gift to get for mom is Reload Love Jewelry.
Yep. They make those little charms out of spent bullet casings.
Mm-hmm.
Raise money to help build playgrounds over in war zones. We talked all about it on Monday. If you missed it, you should go back and check out the podcast.
Yeah.
We also still have the link on our Facebook. You can just scroll back and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
390 years ago, on this day in 1626, Peter Munet, a Dutch colonist, landed on the island of Manhattan. He eventually bought the island from the Indians for beads and trinkets that were worth about $24.
Oh, good.
That's what he bought the island for.
Just trinkets.
Little trinkets.
Trinkets and charms. And
then 48 years ago on this day, in 1968, one small step for man, one giant, out of breath, waddle for a chubby kid.
Oh.
The Big Mac debuted. It is my favorite hamburger.
Is it really?
That and In-N-Out is... They're right there.
Thinking
Big Macs are good.
We can't.
They're just good.
We can't qualify that.
I know. It's just, but I just love them. I just think they're great.
So how long was that?
What?
How many years ago?
That was 48 years ago.
That's when McDonald's decided they were it was time to destroy the world.
Yeah. They've
been doing it ever since. Diabetes, heart disease.
Contributed to a lot of deaths. I mean, if you really
lots of deaths.
If you want to put it that way.
Just lots of deaths.
And also 57 years ago, the first Grammy Awards were held on this day.
Cool.
Aaron Andrews, how old today?
Aaron Andrews. Who is Aaron Andrews?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
34.
38.
Oh.
Yeah, you're close.
I was close.
Yeah.
Who is Aaron Andrews? Hang on. Is it a boy or a girl? How do you spell it?
E-R-I-N.
Yeah, it's a girl. Definitely a boy.
We're probably going to...
Aaron Andrews is this person.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Oh, American sportscaster and television personality.
Okay. Yeah.
I
don't know who that is.
Wait. I think I know who this is. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. She made news for some craziness recently.
All right. She's a sports lady.
She's a sports lady, guys.
That's the only really cool birthday today, if that's cool to you. I don't know. What's the toughest part about being a mom? Maybe we'll throw that out there this
probably
morning.
Being a woman.
You think?
Yeah.
Being a woman is the toughest part about being a mom?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Shania Twain.
We'll talk about Time Magazine. What's the most influential gadget ever?
I know what it is.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What moms in each state want for Mother's Day? We'll tell you what moms in New Mexico want. And a special needs student went to his prom. Try and guess how many dates this guy had to prom.
At least one. Wait, it wasn't zero, was it?
Nope, it was more than that.
Okay,
this is a great story.
More than that.
It is a great story.
Four dates.
Way
to
more
prom
than
would
that.
Be kind of, really?
Way more than
what's
that.
What's he trying to do?
Yeah. Mac Daddy.
Out.
He's the Mac Daddy right there.
No, it's called a Big Mac.
He's the Big Mac Daddy.
Good.
I want a Big Mac right now, I tell you what.
Look at this. No. Yesterday we were talking about how a lot of deodorants have aluminum in them.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody posted, our girl Kayla posted a picture of the Amco Rubaway bar on our Facebook. I guess it's a decent alternative to the deodorant.
So
I don't know. It says it removes the odor from your hands.
Okay.
But that's for your hands. It's not for, I don't know.
There's a lot of hippies out there.
Lots of hippies. I guess Kayla's one for now, forever.
If you missed the show yesterday, we talked to Steve-O's wife, Chrissy. Apparently she has decided to go the hippie route.
Come on, Chrissy.
She has decided to not use deodorant. And she is going through the detox stage. And the detox stage is hard because, well, it's going to stink for a few days or a few months.
She's just going to be, she's detoxing, and that means that she is toxicking everything around her as the toxic D's from her.
That's right. That's right.
No.
My mom texted me yesterday and goes, "You better watch it.
You better watch it.
You better
say
watch
some
it.
Incantation in some language you ain't know about, and then you're gonna die.
Then you're gonna die. No, I'm not.
You're gonna die.
No, I'm not.
Guys, you gotta head over to our Facebook and check out this picture that our boy Wooly. He just called a moment ago. He sent us this picture to celebrate May the 4th. And today, I'm happy to say I'm officially changing my name to Rayo.
Rayo?
You'll see. Instead of Teo.
Okay.
Rayo.
I like that. Teo has the Whiskey Tango this morning.
I've got to do it.
It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
You can text the show, 585-LIVE.
Oh, I got to figure out how to pull that up.
585-5483 if you want to contribute to the show. Maybe you have a question for our astronaut that's calling in. Astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore going to be on the show about 7:50 this morning. If you want to ask him a question about space, he's been up there twice. I can't even imagine what that'd be like.
I can't wait to ask him stuff so we can prove all the flat earthers wrong.
Yeah, he has been there, and this is he's a Christian, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is.
I was reading about this guy. He's the real deal. Can't wait to talk to him. And this is not fake, by the way. Unless for some reason it gets canceled, and then Joey can play the astronaut again.
There you go. He'll be here. You can watch him play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm so excited about Joey Belleville coming in here. For those of you who don't know, he's the funniest man on the planet.
He's straight up. He is.
Now, I'm not even hyping that. You'll see. Just listen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, of course, 1 year ago today, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1 year ago. My life changed.
Good.
Didn't know it at the time, but I thought it was the worst day ever. Turned out to be one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
Oh, that's what you think now.
I ate 5 Big Macs.
Oh, come on, man.
1 year ago today, I had the Big Mac challenge. I ate 5 of them.
That's not what it was.
No, that's not what it is.
I included it here. May the 4th be with you. Not only is today a celebration of all things Star Wars, but it's also the 1 year anniversary of the sudden and terrifying end of the world-famous Buck and Deck show.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
Clapping for them?
Why are so many people clapping? They must really like our show.
All right. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that experience.
Is Buck going to come in?
No, you know what? I need to get...
he's crying.
You know what? We should definitely call him this morning.
He's crying somewhere. He's crying. Cry, baby.
Crying with all his stinking money that he has from...
Why don't you throw some of that money at me, Buck?
All right, we got to go to break. Tao's got your headlines. Yeah. We'll check the roads.
Yep.
May the 4th be with you all, Starman.
May the 4th be with you.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
That is it for Ted Cruz.
We are suspending our campaign.
Donald Trump beat Senator Ted Cruz in the Indiana Republican primary.
Nominations for the 2016 Tony Awards on Broadway are out.
Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Roger Waters, The Who, and Paul McCartney to perform during a concert in California.
U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed in Iraq.
A deadly hijacking in D.C. as a man attacked the driver of a Metro bus.
Many of the antibiotics doctors are prescribing aren't helping people get better.
On Wall Street, Apple stock ended its 8-day losing streak.
The Michigan legislature advanced a $500 million bill to restructure Detroit public schools by creating a new district.
Drone aircraft are used extensively by the U.S. military these days. Well, now make way for drone ships.
A single-engine BE-35 airplane crashed on New York's Long Island.
Scientists had expected to see some degradation of the reefs around the Florida Keys, but just maybe not this soon.
Chicago says transgender students and employees can use whichever bathrooms they feel comfortable in.
.633.
High today of 79 degrees.
Traffic.
Let's take a look at the roads.
Let's do that.
Way up north, close to Bernalillo, there's an overturned vehicle in the left lane's blocked. I-25 north at Highway 550. It happened around 5:15 a.m., but it's been updated. It looks like you're still a mess. You guys be careful if you're traveling south. Or I guess if you're actually traveling north. Watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Solomon's Porch.
Breakfast, coffee, clovers. Amazing. Love those guys over there.
Bow, ski, bop, 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 boom, ba-da, bop.
Welcome to the show on this May the 4th.
Woo!
you're a Star Wars fan, well, this is your day. This is your day to just go to town, man. You just be as geeky and nerdy as you want to be. No questions asked. No punches to the face. You could just be Star Wars nerd.
And if you get upset, you can just go have a lightsaber battle in the parking lot. Nobody will care. They'll be like, it is. It's May the 4th.
It's May the 4th.
It's wide open today.
That's right.
Also, today my name is Rayo. Rayo.
Rayo.
If you need to know why, go to our Facebook.
Pretty good stuff.
Yep.
Pretty good. Joey Belleville will be joining us here in just a little bit, filling in for Steve-O. Whoop. Continue to pray for Steve-O and his family. Brody is going in for surgery about 8:45 this morning.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was saying he is.
Yep. I've never had to go under for surgery, ever.
Really?
I've never had anything like
I
that.
I have, yeah, a couple of times.
Really?
It's not a big deal. Well, to me, it wasn't, and I lived, so of course it's not a big deal, but some people have had crazy stuff.
What did you...
Oddly enough, I had a tonsillectomy when I was 4.
Oh, so that's that's what Brody's getting done.
Yeah, so I've been trying to tell, you know, Steve and Chris, I think it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is scary because, I mean, quarantining a child.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, any parent would be freaking
out. He's going to have, like, open wounds in the back of his throat.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be fine.
Children, they bounce back so quick.
Yeah, they do.
And little Brody, he's a superhero.
He is. He's a trooper.
He's going to do great.
He's going to do great.
Just lift them up in prayer. And
just pray for peace for them. You know, it's hard not to worry.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everything could be fine, and I'm always worried about Johnny Danger.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, you guys pray for them.
You know, I have 3 kids.
What?
Caleb, he's almost 15, and my daughter, she's 12, and my youngest, he's 11.
Pretty sure Landon's the only kid.
Does he turn 11 in August, or is he 11?
I think he's 11.
Is he 11 now?
Yeah.
I think he is. No, I think he's 10.
Oh.
Gosh.
I don't know.
I'm a horrible dad.
Well. He is your son, so I don't know. Maybe you know. Maybe not.
I don't even know how old I am.
I think I might be
52. 30, I don't
at
know.
At least 33.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And my kids haven't. No, Caleb had to get his tonsils removed when he was younger. And that was pretty intense. Well, I'll never forget when he woke up. He freaked out.
Really?
I mean, he woke up and just started screaming.
What?
And he didn't know where he was at.
What?
He must have had just a nightmare or something. I don't know. But when he woke up and felt the way that he did, he just freaked out.
What happened?
He got his tonsils taken out.
Oh, good grief. I remember waking up and being very confused. I didn't freak out. But just being like, what?
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
A small, small child ready to take on the world.
Don't know what that's like.
I know.
All right, let's
You never had a childhood.
No.
You were born an adult.
I was born an adult.
I was born an adult. Hello, everyone. It's time for Rayo News.
Rayo.
I changed my name today. What's up?
Rayo News.
Sad news in the local news thing. One sad thing is that my computers quit working again.
Yeah, this was so sad yesterday when we got the news that little girl had...
Yeah, we knew that she had been kidnapped yesterday, but unfortunately, I guess they found a body.
Ugh.
The kidnapped child was found dead in Shiprock. The suspected abductor has been arrested. San Juan County, New Mexico, the FBI arrested a man Tuesday evening in connection to the kidnapping and death of an 11-year-old girl who was kidnapped in San Juan County Monday afternoon and whose body was found Tuesday morning. FBI spokesman Frank Fisher said Ashlyn Mike, I think she went by Ash, her body was located about 6 miles south of the Shiprock Monument around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday evening, Fisher confirmed 27-year-old Tom Begay from Waterflow was arrested in connection to her death. He is scheduled to appear before a U.S. magistrate judge in Farmington Wednesday. There was something to do. I thought that she had, like, a brother with her.
Really?
Yes.
Ugh.
Ashlyn and her brother, 9-year-old Ian, were dropped off from school around 2:30, and they were playing in the front yard, and allegedly this guy drove up in the van, asked them if they needed a ride, and both children got in the car.
Man.
The Associated Press reports Ian got in the van with his sister because he didn't want her to go alone. Around 7:15 Monday night, Ian was found by a random driver along Navajo Road 13 just south of the Shiprock Monument. He was alone and unhurt. And then, of course, yesterday they found the body of Ash, the girl.
Yeah, pray for that family. They had a candlelight vigil last night in honor of her. And I know there's a GoFundMe page that they set up for the family, and you can get all that at the news websites. But so sad.
So sad.
Got to teach your kids. We all, as parents, have to teach our kids. Stranger danger. Mm-hmm. You got to tell your kids. I don't know how many times I've told my kids.
You don't
if somebody
car.
Comes up to you, because, you know, if we're out somewhere where there's lots of people and somebody walks up to you and says, hey, I just talked to your parents. They told me to come and get you because, you know, they're outside. So I'm supposed to come and get you. If that ever happens, you scream, you yell, you freak out, you do whatever you can. Don't listen to them, because that's not, I would never do that. I would never have a stranger go to you and tell them to,
yeah,
you know, to do that. So you have to do that.
It's true. Very sad. A new survey found 46% of parents have taken money out of their kids' piggy banks, an average of $31 in the past year.
Never done that.
And only 39% of kids noticed. You rascally parents.
I would never.
What are you guys doing?
There's horrible parents that do that.
John and I are so poor, we can't afford to have a piggy bank for John.
You don't know how many times I have broke into my kids' money, their savings.
I'm sorry, kid!
I'll pay you back! I'll pay. And you know what? I always pay them back with interest.
Maybe.
I do.
Maybe. Wait, what is the interest?
Maybe
here's the interest. It's a sucker.
When they were really little, I used to tell them, here, let me tell you about what a bank does. Now, let's just say I'm the bank.
Yeah.
Now, just hand me your money, because that's what banks do. You go into a bank, and then you hand them the money, mm-hmm. and they hold it for you. Whenever you want it, you can come and get it. That worked for one time for each mm-hmm. kid, because, you know, whenever they wanted to get the money, I didn't have the money because I spent it.
Because you were being a bank.
I was the bank.
No, I'm just playing.
I was the bank.
You were being a bad investment broker.
I was awful.
That's what
just
you were
awful.
Doing.
I'm a bad parent.
You were being, oh my gosh, you were being Jimmy Cooper from the OC.
No!
Yes, you were!
Jimmy Cooper, no way!
Yeah, you made bad investments.
I'm more like Ryan.
You made bad investments, and then when the kids came back, you're like, I'll have your money. I'll have your money next week.
I am Jimmy Cooper.
Yep. That's what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids.
It's okay. That big classic rock festival is officially happening in October. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Paul McCartney, The Rolling Stones, The Who, Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, Bob Dylan, and Neil Young are going to play this joker over 3 days. A single general admission ticket for just one day. How much?
$125.
$200.
$200.
I gotta say, though, that's a lineup.
That is a festival right there. That's the one you want to go to.
And here's the thing. It might be the last time you get to see some of these folks.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be morbid or whatever, but seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just lost Prince.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Man, there's a lot of... Who's all there?
Okay. Again, Paul McCartney, The Rolling Stones, The Who, Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, Bob Dylan, and Neil Young. And I'm sure there's going to be more. This is nuts. That's a big time festival.
I'm gonna have to buy my tickets. I'm just gonna have to not go to any shows here in Albuquerque.
What about Blink 182?
I can't go.
Oh man. Here are 4 tricks to prevent your shoes from smelling.
I do have stinky shoes.
Play some music. Play the stinky music.
Alright, I got stinky.
Play the stinky music.
I got stinky for you. Hold on.
Perfect. Put them in a plastic bag in the freezer overnight.
Really?
Freeze out the stink. Fill them with kitty litter.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, no, because kitty litter is absorbent. It'll absorb
the
smell.
Kitty litter.
Come on, man.
Ugh.
Spray them with rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
You could get a contact high.
No.
Don't wear the same pair 2 days in a row. I switch my shoes up a lot. Check it out.
You do. You know, one thing that you need to be aware of is when you don't wear socks. That's really stinks your shoes.
Wear socks, people.
You gotta wear socks.
If you don't want people to know you're wearing socks, get those little ankle socks. Those little no-see socks.
Yep.
Help you out. Beautiful.
I never heard of that. Put them in the freezer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to try that. Just freeze the stink out.
Freeze it out, friend. Okay. All right. Did you know today?
Did you know?
Around 6:07 p.m. Eastern Time. So it would be 4:07 p.m. Mountain. Radio stations around the country are paying tribute to Prince by playing his version of Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Why today? And why that specific time, you ask? Because that's when it will be 7 hours and 13 days since he died. The first line... Wait, has it already been 13 days since Prince died? What?
Yeah, crazy, right?
It's been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I thought that was last week.
No. 13 days, man. 13 days.
Man, time is a runaway freight train. And we're all just standing on the tracks. And it's going to run us over.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days.
Okay. Since you took your love away, the next one. There it is. So you're a little confused about the timeline because you're like, wait. Sinead O'Connor. This is her song, right?
It is, well, yeah, she sang it.
Okay.
Prince wrote it.
Prince wrote the song, but there's a difference. Sinead O'Connor says 7 hours, 15 days.
Why?
Why did she change it? No, I don't know. She recorded the song first. Prince did write it, and hers was a bigger hit. But Prince wrote the song, and we're doing it his way to commemorate his legacy.
Are we doing it on Star 88?
No.
Okay.
I think I'd get an email from old Chippers.
Yeah, he'd probably say,
he'd say, hey, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but never again. Or you're fired.
Yeah. Say,
okay.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days.
Yeah, it's so crazy to find out all of these songs that Prince had wrote and had been a part of.
He wrote Manic Monday.
I had no idea.
By the Bangles.
I had no idea.
Yep. It's crazy. It's crazy. A new survey found that the average woman has 100 things in her closet, 100 of those being secrets.
Secrets?
But she only wears 10 or 11 of them.
Yeah, my wife. Oh, my gosh. Is Dawn like that? Does she have a lot of clothes?
She has a lot of clothes.
I think that's just normal for
women.
But
the difference with her is she's had these clothes for years.
Since the 80s?
She's not a shopper. She doesn't go out there and just buy a ton of new stuff.
Mm.
You know, she will wear these clothes forever.
Yeah. Leslie's like that, too.
Yeah.
But she doesn't wear half the things that she has.
Yeah. Also, women hate 21% of their clothes.
Yeah.
They hate them.
Well, I hear her say that all the time. I just hate my clothes.
And that's not all. The survey also found 47% of women say they struggle picking out what to wear to work. And 10% feel depressed when they open their closet. Whew, man.
Yep. Ladies, you need to be more like us men. We have, what, 4 or 5 different outfits that we like to, you know, it's... That's it. That's all we need.
I have more than that. I definitely. But there, twice over the last year, I emptied out the things that I don't wear anymore.
Yeah,
I took them to a secondhand store.
I'm not a shopper, so I just collect shirts that usually, you know, working in radio, you usually get shirts all the time from different things.
Shirts, man.
So that's my wardrobe. It's shirts that were given to me. Because of my job.
I like that. We have our star hoodies that we wear all the time. You've got on your Miami Ink tattoo company.
That was given to me?
Given. Mine's sitting in my office. I got to take it home and wash it.
Thank you, Amor Sierra.
Thank you.
Sierra.
Shout out to Amor Sierra. Okay. What did I skip? I skipped something. Yeah. Local news coming out of KOB. Did you know that by the year 2100, New Mexico State could be 8 degrees hotter?
8 degrees hotter?
They say the climate of Albuquerque will be essentially about the same in 2100 as El Paso is today.
It is hotter down there.
It is, and it's worse. According to a report by the Union of Concerned Scientists, New Mexico has seen a warming trend since the 1970s.
Ugh.
It projects the state as a whole could be an average of 8 degrees warmer by 2100. Winter is much milder and the summers are hotter.
No.
The sky is falling and everyone will die.
No.
Snowpack tends to be declining in the northern part of the state especially, and we see snowmelt runoff in New Mexico's rivers happening earlier, 10 days to 2 weeks earlier than it did several decades ago.
No!
Yep, yep.
No!
Yep. Take that.
No!
Take that, scientists. He says hotter and drier temperatures could make for more active wildfire seasons, yeah. Which that's a bummer. It's another push in a direction that makes our way of life harder to maintain, our quality of life.
Well,
quote scientist, nevermore.
I believe it. I believe it.
Why do you just
the Earth is slowly cooking us.
Mm-hmm. Just cooking us.
Just cooking us.
We're just frogs.
We're like a butterball turkey in the oven.
Yeah, we're frogs. And water, and they're slowly turning the temperature up, and we're going to start boiling and don't even know it.
No.
No, it's true.
No.
Do you hear me say bowling?
Scientists say.
I meant to say boiling, but I say bowling.
Bowling.
That's from Mississippi.
Bowling, Mississippi.
We just going to start bowling over there. We're
going to boil it in it.
Everybody going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You got to die some way. I'm gonna die getting fat.
You know, it is a big difference between Albuquerque and even Las Cruces.
Yeah, there is.
When we were down there, what was it, a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was hotter.
Well, I guess it was probably a couple months ago, thinking about it.
I don't know.
Because it's May now, and it's been 2 weeks since Prince died, and I had no idea it had been that long.
Yeah.
Gosh!
I thought I was 27 years old.
I really feel like I'm 13.
Well.
I don't know how to do anything.
You're actually 32?
Yes. Turned 33 August 12th. Don't forget, guys, I need presents. Preferably cash. Talk about that later.
Well, on your 33rd birthday, you don't get gifts.
I do.
That's the rule.
No. Nope. Just because you didn't get gifts doesn't mean I'm going to get so many gifts right now.
Nope.
People lining up to give me gifts. There's Joey right there.
Good deal.
He's here.
Joey Belleville, everybody.
There he is. Okay. Mother's Day is Sunday, so we have the 50 most powerful moms in the world. I'm just going to break it down, the top 10. Number 10, Ivanka Trump. Judging from the way things went in Indiana, that could be changing. Number 9, Victoria Beckham.
Huh.
Number 8, Reese Witherspoon.
I love my mama!
Number 7, Kerry Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Kerry Underwood. She let Jesus take the wheel all the way up to number 6.
That's right.
Number 5, Melissa McCarthy. 4, Viola Davis. Number 3, Kate Blanchett.
Okay.
Number 2, Beyonce.
Bebe.
And who is the number 1 most powerful mom in this whole entire world?
Oh, man.
Who is it?
That's a tough question. I'm going to say Kim Basinger from 8 Mile.
What? No, it's Adele. That's right. She's rolling in the deep.
Okay.
And she is the most powerful mom in the world.
I love my mama!
Good job.
Love you, Mom. All right, we're going to take a break on this May the 4th. Hang out with us.
May the 4th be with you. Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Sunday
is Mother's Day.
Families from around the country celebrate mom.
Don't miss the homemade breakfast by kids.
The spilling.
The burnt pancakes.
The undercooked eggs.
Mother's Day.
Sunday.
See moms in restaurants
waiting for a table on the busiest day of the year.
And don't forget about flower deliveries.
$5 worth of flowers for $75.
Mother's Day cards drawn by 4-year-olds.
Phone calls from grown kids from out of state
asking for money.
And don't miss the dad's worthless attempt at household chores.
Remember to say, I love you.
Mother's Day.
Sunday.
The Morning Invasion would like to welcome Joey Belleville.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Joey B.
What's going on, man?
Just enjoying this nice breakfast.
Yeah.
From Solomon's Porch.
I got, you know what? I got some hot Hollow Notes.
That's right. Yes, you do. Oh, it's good to have you with us, man.
Yeah, I'm happy to fill in. I'll do my best to throw out super lame Steve-O typical isms. Yeah, you know. Right? Really?
No!
You just gotta scream.
Maybe you shouldn't do that! There we go. There they all are.
Man. It is 7:10.
High today, 79.
Let's check the roads out there.
Well, how was your commute in, Joey?
You know what? It was smooth and non-slip.
Non-slip surface. Yeah, no accidents to report right now. Lots of road construction, though, so watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Today, May the 4th.
Oh my gosh! I totally forgot!
You forgot? It's May the 4th,
I know, but I knew it yesterday, but I just forgot this morning.
No!
Yep. It is.
Oh, snap.
No, man, Star Wars Day.
Yes!
It's the best day.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And it's right before Cinco de Mayo, so I don't know. I'm going to break out my honcholo today.
What's Cinco de Mayo?
I'm playing.
Oh, what? Well, you know, when I came to Albuquerque 15 years ago, I had no idea what Cinco de Mayo was. I was like, what? Well, May 5th? Is that the
right.
Cinco?
What is the? Is it the Cinco?
Yeah. I had no idea what it was because I'm from Montana. Mississippi and Montana are a lot alike.
Same thing.
Well, I'm from Philly, but I came here when I was just turning 12 years old.
I didn't know you were from
Philly.
And
I learned
Philly.
About Cinco de Mayo from going to junior high and high school in Belen, which a lot of people don't realize. And that's what kind of gives me the clear to be able to be all talking like this, because that's how I grew up. Orale. So there I was, there, like wondering what Cinco de Mayo was, and I found out.
Okay.
It's just a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of, is it Mexican independence?
Well, on the outside, it's the 5th of May.
Okay.
But yeah, it is the Mexican independence. It's the Independence Day for Mexicans.
That's what I thought.
Lisa, I'm like 99.9% sure.
Gosh, we could be wrong. Let's see, text line. Somebody says, Joey! Miss you, man. Great to hear you.
Hey,
from Ken.
Great to hear you too, Ken. I mean, I can't hear you, but I hear you've the voice and the character of how you're writing. I can hear that voice.
That's right.
I hear that voice. I hear that prayer. Send your money in right now. I see that hand.
Unspoken request. I see that.
You guys can text the show 505-585-LIVE. Feel free to text the show if you want to say hi to Joey, or maybe you have an astronaut question. Because coming up at 7:50. Now we were talking about this.
The jury's out.
Yeah.
Did you bring him in so you can say we got a guy calling in, and then I'm going to look over and Joey's going to be on the phone in the corner going,
"That's not going to happen.
My mission."
Yeah. Coming up at 7:50, astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore will be on to talk about A Beautiful Planet, which is in IMAX. I don't know if it's playing here or not. I haven't checked to see if it's playing in any of the theaters, but
it's a movie.
It looks amazing.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence's voice in it.
Oh, gosh.
That's already beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Somebody texted in false, and I knew it was about Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
False.
About? Okay, so Cinco de Mayo. Mentiroso
liars!
Is sometimes mistaken to be Mexico's Independence Day, which is actually September 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin.
Did you just say linguine?
Seguine. Oh. Linguine. No, that's okay. Italian.
I know. That's what I was just saying.
That's Cinco de Juno.
You can't cross beams. All right.
Don't cross the streams, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's good to know. Thank
Battle
you.
Battle of La Puebla.
Thank you, Starman. Appreciate it.
Day Battle of La Puebla.
And they say it's not really even celebrated in Mexico. That's what someone...
No,
what?
No.
Come on.
It's over there by the Puebla.
It's by that Puebla.
It's over by the Battle of La Puebla.
What's a Puebla?
I had a Battle of La Puebla when I was heading down by the casino. They were throwing some cans and things like that over by the San Puebla. Yeah.
It was a Battle of the Casinos.
Battle
of
La Puebla.
It was Buffalo Thunder versus Sandia.
Dude.
That one. And boom!
You're like so white that I feel like I'm not white at all.
Yeah, no, I'm
super
white.
And I'm totally white.
I've been trying to tell people.
This is wonderful because I feel like I have more mocha in the latte than ever standing around you.
Yeah, I'm so white I got no scholarships. Seriously.
I love having Teo on the show because I used to be the whitest of the whites.
Yeah.
I mean, I was called a racist for years because I am just white. I'm from Montana. And then teaming up with Teo,
then I
feel so comfortable now.
I walk in and everybody goes, oh, there's the racist. Oh. Did you hear him talk?
Yeah. He's like, I just run fast. Why has it got to be like that? I'm heading over to the Puebla.
Yeah, I probably, here in New Mexico, I probably get racially stereotyped more than anyone else. Mm. Because they look at me and they go, oh my gosh, that is the most entitled person I have ever seen in my life.
It's the hair and the eyes, man.
He is dripping dude, with white privilege.
Whatever, as long as you don't try to be all, you can't try to throw in your New Mexican heritage accent mid-sentence.
I don't have a New Mexican heritage accent.
Just don't ever do that. I know, but I mean, as long as, like, don't think you're paying the our society here some sort of service when you say, hey, I'm going to drive up Candelaria. Like, like don't do like what the news people do.
I started doing that.
You can't do that.
I started doing that.
You should have rolled all your R's in the whole sentence. You don't just try to switch. To me, that's like more awful. Like, you're just making fun of something at that point. You're like, oh, yeah, I would like some green chile. And so you're not going to say con. You're going to say with some, you know, papas fritas.
Whoa!
And whatever, you know. And it's just like, dude, you keep your decide how your R's are going to be at the beginning of the sentence, and you roll with it and commit to it.
Yeah,
that's what I
you
know? Do.
Yeah, the other day, Landon, my youngest, some kid challenged him to eat a hot pepper. And so I was telling Leslie the story, and I'm like, yeah, so this kid totally challenged Landon to eat a jalapeno. And she goes, what did you say? A jalapeno.
A jalapeno.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. Yeah, and no. I didn't mean to. I'm doing it.
Dude, my southern accent.
The guys on the news do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do it all the time. It drives me absolutely bonkers.
You know who it reminds me of? Did you ever watch the show Dexter? The lady detective.
Yes.
She, whatever her name was, she would be talking and then she would refer to another detective whose name was Angel. They all called him Angel, but then she would go, Angel.
Right. Right.
Out of nowhere.
So, like, if you were to go to another country where your language was not the main language and you were to say, hey, my name is Matt. And they'd be like, mate. And you'd say, Matt. And you would be okay with it. You just say, yes, that's fine. That's close enough.
That'll work.
I'm going to be gracious about it. So I don't think that anybody's like, oh, man, he's got to switch into the.
No, I typically don't.
It's like people know you're white. Just be white.
Yeah.
338-3700 is
the
phone
number. Up to Santa Fe.
Good morning.
Hey, vatos, all I hear is white noise on the radio.
Oh, dale, white noise.
Stop it, pool boy. You're about as white as Taylor and I.
Guys, if it's me, I don't know.
Your dad? He's with little Brody.
Okay.
Yeah, he's with Brody. Pray for him.
Oh, man, you guys, this is the whitest morning show I've ever listened to.
Yeah, it really is.
You have no idea.
Hey, man, are you making fun of us, Blanco Nino?
Hey, I got 25% Caucasian in me, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah. What's that, like Splenda?
Yeah, dude, my dad's straight from Mexicali, his parents, and then my mom is German and Mexican, so yeah, she's an adopted Air Force baby, so it's kind of a weird, I don't know my family tree that well, but yeah, you guys are white.
Yeah, you guys are white.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Later, man.
Is it okay to say thank you if somebody called you white?
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, I don't know.
We're privileged.
I feel like.
We're the minority here.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bummer, though. You know, to take the if you want to put the serious stank bank on it, it's like
put it.
Racism and things like that is obviously super alive in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, you know, while it's not like non-existent anywhere, I feel kind of privileged in the sense that in New Mexico, you don't really see that a lot.
You don't.
You don't. You know, you don't. It's kind of like, you know, these aren't issues like we've all had to grow up with around and get along with people that are different shades of each other. And so, but it's just not like that. It's just kind of a harder contrast going on in especially East Coast cities.
Growing up in the South, it's hard
to grasp. Like, you got to hear it from someone else's angle to really understand, oh, wait, it's just not like other places where I am, you know?
There's a big difference here from the way I've told these guys. Like, I remember growing up in Mississippi and, like, for real racism, where people look at a different group of people and based on color, they judge them as lower than them and lower than people.
Right.
And being for real about it and being a little kid and then your classmate who's like seven or eight years old and you see them hate other people for no reason because their parents passed it down.
Inherit it. It's not that you even believe in it or that you even have like, oh, well, this is what I was, you know.
Yeah, little kids just saying stuff because their parents say it. And they
then to turn it back to happy note, though, all that to say that, you know, even first of all, the rest of the country has to figure out that New Mexico's really a state.
Yes.
I think Breaking Bad has really helped that. So we're all a bunch of meth heads. But I think our kind of vibe here is really – I think the whole country can learn something from us.
Yeah. I agree. Totally.
You know, I think we really have something to contribute when it comes to showing how people can get along.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
It's good to see that when I go away, you guys have lighthearted conversations about things like racism.
Oh, my gosh.
Y todo, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You're so white.
Shut up, Joey. You're so white.
Oh, I knew it. Like Steve. You're like, my dad was Spanish, but he'd look Spanish like in the same way Inigo Montoya was Spanish with the freaky mustache and flew planes.
Yeah, that's called being Spanish, bro.
Yeah, but
not
that's
Mexican.
Not what
There's
you
difference.
Sounded. No, there is a difference. I know that. My dad was Puerto Rican, fool.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad was totally Caucasian, actually, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He's white. So, but my mom, who looks really white, is Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she looks white.
But she looks really white,
And she dates African-American men, yes?
Oh, my gosh. Joey.
What?
Belville.
What? I'm just saying
dated,
that
bro,
the whole
past
country,
tense, man. She's in her 60s. She grew out of that.
Hey, you know. Well, you know this. She's taught something to the whole country that we all can learn.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome,
buddy.
Hey,
so it's going to be Trump and Hillary. Go.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dude. Cruz dropped out last night.
That dude looked like one of the characters from that Genesis video with the puppets.
Yeah, dude. I figured since you guys are talking lighthearted stuff racism,
let's switch it over to something real light like politics.
Your thoughts on Islam? Go.
No, let's not go there.
Yeah, I ain't got any.
Steve-o.
Hey, shouldn't you be like stressed out right now?
Totally stressed out. Not stressed out at all.
What's the Steve? What's the Jeter household like right now? Are you guys getting ready to hit the road?
We are on the road. We just dropped Jack off at school. We're dropping Luke off, and then we're heading over to UNMH for the surgery. Surgery set for 8:45 a.m. And we just watched a dope little video with Brody to prepare him. It's still not fun for him because he doesn't understand, you know, but. Yeah, so prayers for that, dude. One thing I was kind of bummed on, once like pre-op is over, we don't get to go in there, you know, before they put him under. So, like, he's going to be in there solo with a bunch of doctors and the anesthesiologist stuff. So we're not going to get to be in there for that.
You'll be there when they prep him enough to where you'll see that he won't mind.
Yeah.
Did Brody take anything with him? Did he take a toy or anything with
him? Yeah, Buzz Lightyear. He brought Buzz Lightyear. So nice. Buzz Lightyear's hanging out with him, and that's a big deal.
Are they doing his tonsils and adenoids?
Yes, they're doing both.
Okay.
So
all I can tell you is that that was the straight up game changer for my son. Like, he was not healthy. He was not good. We couldn't figure out what was going on. And turns out these tonsils in the back were destroying everything. And we felt so bad because we never thought to look.
Right.
And it had been going on for a better part of a year. And he changed into a new boy, like, almost immediately. So be encouraged, man. Like, this is – we sent framed pictures, flowers. Like, if I see that – anytime I see that doctor, it's like hugs. It's like, you saved my family.
So, right.
So just be encouraged. Like, this could be a super big, awesome, amazing deal for Brody, you know, who's kind of – deserves to have like a really good time.
I know, right? You know? He's got me as a dad, so he deserves something positive. Right?
Yeah.
So
I know, he's got one foot half in juvie because of you.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be good.
Keep us updated, okay?
I will for sure. Okay. I'll let you guys know as soon as he's out. I've been posting stuff on Facebook and everywhere else. So as soon as he's out and everything's good, I'm sure I'll take like a snappy photo and try and think of some cool hashtags or something like "he made it," you know. So
or just do like a caption this.
I like that. That's not lazy at all and unimaginative. Thanks to everyone who just does caption this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So Dex,
what are you talking about?
So yeah,
everyone
yeah.
who cap Dex, do you do caption
he,
this?
He does.
Steve, doesn't it? Should, everyone who does caption this. They took a class on how to Twitter or Instagram, because that's the thing they tell you. How to garner more fans and likes and blah, blah, blah. Caption this.
Exactly.
That, and here's why that's a lie, because the only two friends I have that do that are Dex and Matt Gentry.
Matt Gentry, exactly.
All right.
Are you kidding?
All right.
Now, are you kidding?
Okay.
No.
That's enough. That's May the fourth be with you, Steve-O.
And also with you.
And
yes.
With and with Brody.
So say we all.
Yes. All right. Y'all all have right. fun with my besties in there. So
love you, bro. Yes.
All right.
All right. See ya. Pray for Brody. He's going in to have the big surgery today, about 8:40. It's going to be like Joey, you were saying.
I'm excited.
That's going to be awesome for Brody.
It really, really is.
Yep. Going to be good. Going to be good. All right.
So anyway, yeah. Gosh, I don't want to talk about politics.
No, we're not allowed to.
I don't think we're supposed to.
Yeah. Good. That's, you know, that's one rule that's like, I don't even feel like dancing to the edge of.
Because,
you know, it can be exciting.
Oh,
no, that's not exciting.
It can be. Good morning.
Hey guys.
Hey man.
Hey, do you have international calling at your radio station there?
Yeah.
There is a phone number that the Department of Tourism in Sweden has set up where you can call it and they will connect you with just a random Swede.
Mm.
Stop it.
It's hilarious. I called it last week and spoke to this guy for like 20 minutes and made fast friends. I mean, you were talking about white people. There's no whiter people than Swedes.
Yeah,
that could be true. That could be very true.
Wow.
So, could you email us that number?
Yeah, email or text us.
Or text us that number?
Yeah, I'll throw it on your Facebook page when I get to work.
Sweet.
Love that.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a
That sounds awesome.
So you work at IKEA? And he was like, no. Are you voting for Donald Trump? And I was like, ooh.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay, we got that. All right. Yeah. All right.
That was pretty funny.
Thanks,
they're
man.
Quick. They're funny, but
I like that.
It makes a good radio show. We should do it for New Mexico. Like you were saying, people outside of New Mexico don't know anything about New Mexicans.
Yeah.
If our Department of Tourism did that, we could talk up New Mexico a lot easier than any commercial could.
You could.
Do we have a Department of Tourism?
I don't know. It might just be a bunch of like meth addicts calling.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think it's just the guys who put the air orange barrels up on I-40. Just show them where to keep going.
Joey Belleville is hanging out with us this morning. Hey, coming up, we got an astronaut.
A real
and it's
one.
Not Joey. It's actually an astronaut.
I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah?
I hope this guy has not done his homework on this station.
Astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore will be calling us to talk about a beautiful planet. It's coming up next.
May the force be with you.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
That is it for Ted Cruz.
We are suspending our campaign.
Donald Trump beat Senator Ted Cruz in the Indiana Republican primary.
Nominations for the 2016 Tony Awards on Broadway are out.
Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Roger Waters, The Who, and Paul McCartney to perform during a concert in California.
U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed in Iraq.
A deadly hijacking in D.C. as a man attacked the driver of a Metro bus.
Many of the antibiotics doctors are prescribing aren't helping people get better.
On Wall Street, Apple stock ended its 8-day losing streak.
The Michigan legislature advanced a $500 million bill to restructure Detroit public schools by creating a new district.
Drone aircraft are used extensively by the U.S. military these days. Well, now make way for drone ships.
A single-engine BE-35 airplane crashed on New York's Long Island.
Scientists had expected to see some degradation of the reefs around the Florida Keys, but just maybe not this soon.
Chicago says transgender students and employees can use whichever bathrooms they feel comfortable in.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory.
Help you again? Yes!
Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
We're doomed.
Together, we left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path.
I don't like you either.
And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Surrender, Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Do your thing, yo. Do your thing. 740.
High 79 degree. Take a look-see at the roads. Looks like we have an accident to report. Oh, it's a stalled car. Left lane is blocked. I-25 south at Gibson. Happened about, I don't know, 30 minutes ago.
10-4, copy that.
Still there. Watch out for that. Lots of road construction in the city. Be careful. Watch your lane shifts and all that and whatnot.
Watch your lane shifts.
You watch your lane shift. That's your look at traffic.
338-3700. Or you can text the show at 505-585-LIVE. Joey Belleville
Yo,
is here.
Yo, what's up?
Mr. Joey Belleville is over there reading the live texts.
Yeah, this is interesting.
You've gotten quite a few dedicated to you, sir.
Yeah. We had someone texted in saying that, you know, we were talking about just jacking up the, throwing Hispanic accent into our white sentences. And vice versa. And this person said, as a fluent speaker of both languages, I have to mispronounce Spanish words so that people understand me.
Yes.
That's a whole, I know that to be true. And that's like a whole level of
that's new.
That's like a bummer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Thebe. Says, Joey, ditch your old gig and make this party official. I got, here's a good one. I need tips on how to act with love and humility towards people who are entitled and don't appreciate their blessings.
That's good. Go ahead. You take that, Joey.
I will take that.
go for it, friend.
So the so I used to struggle with that for a really long time. And it wasn't until, and I'm not saying this is you, but for me, what I realized was that, you know what? Jesus came to love both the levels of society have been around forever. There's always been the poor, the peasants. There's always been the middle class. There's always been the upper class and the super elite. And that hasn't – nothing's changed. And so for me to say that, well, you have – this person has so many nice things, you know. They aren't just their entitlements and things like that, and just how they look at the things that are normal to them, which for me it's like, oh, my gosh, if I had that, you know, I would be different. And it would be easy to say that they don't deserve Jesus enough, right? That they got to struggle a little bit more. And when I realized that it was me putting on this whole, like, kind of a false humility, you know, where I was pridefully poor. I was like, you know, well, I'm somehow more deserving than Jesus.
Yeah.
And just understanding that Jesus wants to get to people where they're at. So some people might struggle with, you know, their struggles just look different, and it's okay for struggles to look different. But some people, money might not be an issue at all. They can get what they want, and that might seem like, oh, well, you know, they're not humble, and what do they need Jesus on top of all their nice stuff?
Yeah.
And so I would just encourage you, texter, that not to just always try to step away and try to look at them as just a person with a soul and without status.
Yeah.
You know, and just remember that, man, Jesus loves that person's heart and wants that person to be his. He does not care if that person may rightfully so have, you know, X amount of big dollars more than us, or may have much more status than us, or things like that. It doesn't matter. But that's something I totally had to remind myself, because I found myself getting bitter, and I didn't understand why. Why am I struggling, and why do I even bother to try to have to help somebody who's like seems to be doing so well, right?
Right.
And there's it's when all it was is their struggles don't match with mine, yeah. And I couldn't get past that. I didn't understand that. Oh well. What it takes for them to get to Jesus just looks different than what it took for me to get to
there
Jesus.
You go.
You know?
That's true. I love that. Yeah. I love that. So, and there's this wisdom. there's this false sense of reality as well. You know, yeah. When you look at somebody else's life, you don't know.
Grass
their
is always greener, right?
Yeah,
for the most part, you don't know
what they're going through and what their family life is like, what they're currently going through. And yeah, it might look great, but maybe it's not.
It's funny because you think about Instagram. Like Instagram's basically the highlight reel of everybody's life, but it's also the most it's the best example of how we portray ourselves to other people, because people come up and they say, how you doing? And usually you'll say, man, I'm doing great, or I'm doing fine. And really you're not.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Instagram is you can have the worst day, but then you'll have like a neat little picture and you'll put that picture up. And so everybody just assumes,
Oh,
they had a great day. Look where they're
their life is so perfect.
Beautiful sunset, or they did this today. They did that. Yeah. And they have no idea what's actually going on.
Yep. So when you're trying to be loving to someone who's coming off totally entitled, don't turn it. Just the first thing to do is check your own heart and make sure you're not putting them in a place where you're going to be embittered towards them, and you are not even realizing that you would be condescendingly witnessing to them, you know?
Yeah.
And so you just got to look at them as just their heart and a soul, and just realize that thing, no matter how their situation is, their bellies might be full, but their heart's starving and their spirit's starving. And just like anybody who is without Jesus, you know? So
true. I love it.
Joey B
is here. And coming up here,
I make fun of Steve-O for getting all serious. What just happened to me?
It's weird.
Hey, you're taking
on the
role.
You're sitting in the serious chair.
Is that what it is?
That's serious corner over there.
Freaking Steve-O, man.
Well, you know, a couple months ago here on the Morning Invasion, we had an epic interview with an astronaut. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was actually the best radio I've ever been a part of. Because Joey... Joey, he came through.
It was awful.
When the real astronaut had a doctor's appointment that morning, had to cancel his interview with us, Joey slipped into astronaut mode.
Was this the guy?
No, this wasn't the guy.
Okay.
No. But coming up here at 7:50, a different astronaut by the name of NASA Commander Barry Butch Wilmore will be joining us on the show. And this is for real. Now this is real life.
Yeah, because I'm right here.
Yeah, exactly. What a weird.
And I did a horrible job.
No, you did
he
not.
He texted me like as I was waking up,
amazing.
I was just like, I got to get my voice ready.
No, you
and I
did awesome.
And I was just trying to think about how I sounded that I couldn't.
No, man.
Didn't think about what to say.
You
so
had me fooled.
I caved under questions.
Oh,
you
so
had
good.
Me fooled until I said, "What was the name of your mission?" And then you were like, "Mission Impossible."
Okay. It was one of the. I couldn't hold it together because seeing Steve-O and Teo just kind of look at each other trying to figure out, is this real? I think it's real. And they were so confused.
Because it was an older gentleman, and then we were like, wait a second. Does he have dementia?
Yeah.
Did he forget what we're doing? You know, not to make light of that, but totally, that was like a real life thing.
Yeah. Here's some of the trailer to the movie that's coming out. It's called A Beautiful Planet.
On Earth, we have everything we need to survive. Air to breathe and food and water to sustain life. It's incredible the effort that was needed to design this life support system flying around the planet.
Aboard the International Space Station, a crew of astronauts from around the globe capture the wonders of our world as few can. From this unique vantage point, we gain insight into the impact we have on the environment and witness what humankind can accomplish when we work together.
That's right, Jennifer Lawrence. She voiced the...
Man, I love her.
The movie A Beautiful Planet, which is why
voices my dreams.
Barry Butch Wilmore,
she's the narrator,
will be calling us. He is the commander, the NASA commander, the pilot. He went on two space missions.
To do, like where? Like what?
The NASA space station. I think that was his very first one. He went up to the NASA space station. That was his first one. And then that was the space shuttle Atlantis. And then he recently served as part of Expedition 41 to the International Space Station.
Ooh.
Did he wind up staying out there for a while? Is he one of those guys?
Oh, we'll have to ask him.
On the station?
We'll have to ask him.
It just might be him right here.
Whoop. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have Captain Butch Wilmore.
We are ready.
Okay, is this going to be live or tape?
We're live.
All right.
Among the stars. He's fast.
He is fast.
Light spring is
like. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity to share with you.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the show. It's astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore joining us on The Morning Invasion.
And do we call you Captain Wilmore?
Oh, you can call me Butch. That's fine.
Okay.
Where did you get the name Butch from?
Oh, that's just my Navy call sign. I got it long ago.
Nice.
Oh,
very cool. All right, so this movie, A Beautiful Planet, I was watching the trailer this morning, and I was trying to picture it in IMAX because, gosh, it is just unbelievable, some of the footage from these missions.
Yeah, I tell you, you can never match what you see with your eyes, but if you could get close, I don't think you could get closer than this IMAX in 3D. It is truly thrilling, thrilling imagery, and none of it's computer-generated. It's all actual pictures, photos, you know, film sent down. I think the people will be pretty surprised about how magnificent some of the shots are.
That's awesome.
Now, you've been up there twice, right? You've had two missions up to space, right?
And this might seem common.
I flew the space shuttle back in 2009 and then 6 months, most recently on the space station, returning last year.
Wow. Okay.
So this might seem commonplace to you, Captain, but my name's Joey, by the way, but I'm just still kind of freaking out that I'm talking to you, and you've been in space twice!
Yeah!
Like, do you just...
I tell you, there's a lot of people would love to have the opportunity, and it's truly humbling that, you know, for whatever reason, I've had the opportunity on two different occasions, and to live in space for 6 months and command the space station, I mean, it's very humbling, and I'm very honored and thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, you've been on the edge. Like, when you get into your friends' cars, and they're like, hey, could you put on your seatbelt? Are you like... Oh, buddy.
Hey, safety first.
This guy doesn't even know.
So I see that you grew up in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm a southern boy. I had, you know, cows and chickens and a horse and all those, you know, fantastic way to grow up in Tennessee and have those things.
Yeah, I grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi, and then lived in Nashville before I moved out here to Albuquerque. Mm.
Oh, yeah, Nashville's a great town. It's really a wonderful place to live.
So I'm basically an astronaut.
Well,
is what I'm telling you.
Like
I did it.
He was being nice
was
to
great.
You. The part he didn't say is that Nashville is all cowboys and no cows.
There were chickens around.
So, come on.
I feel like I could go to
okay.
space.
Okay. Let's get back to space. This guy's been someplace cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, but you're calling into a Christian radio station.
Oh, outstanding. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And, you know, what is it like? You're up in space and you're staring at the Earth. And you just talk to us about that, being a Christian, just seeing what God created. What was that like for you?
Well, I can tell you, you know, I'll say this first. I did not need to go to space to learn or be exposed to anything more about my Lord. All I need to know about my Lord is in Scripture, so that's all I need. But I can say that to view the magnificence of His creation of this earth from that vantage point does give you a special appreciation that I wouldn't have had otherwise, maybe, for just for His graciousness to us and the beauty, the true beauty and the colors and the things He's given us to enjoy. So I think that's what I take away from it.
That's now, do you get any flack in the community, in the astronaut community, for being you know, a believer, or is that kind of, you know, maybe it's portrayed differently in the media, or what is there any kind of, you know, kickback from that?
I don't know that there's flack per se. I mean, certainly I don't use my position to expound or say anything other than what is appropriate. You know, if I wouldn't say what I just said to you if it weren't for the fact that you're a Christian radio station, because I try not to use this position to put forward something that's my personal feelings or
belief.
Totally,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I think you always find, you know, like I think to me not being a scientist of any sort, I think that when you if I were to see a site like that with my own eyes, it would be very difficult for me to not believe that there wasn't sort of massive intelligent design that happened there, you know, as opposed to like, oh, you know, an explosion made this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no, everything is just working together on and there's just such it would seem like it would resonate with me if I was as a scientist. So I bet you probably have more interesting conversations, I'm guessing, with the folks around you than maybe we'd think.
Well, you do indeed, but you know, my ability to even believe is because the Lord gives me that ability. He's the one that gives me the faith to understand and the Bible to begin with, and that points all back and gives Him the glory all the more. So the fact that I can go to space and see the Earth and be mesmerized by the beauty of it and give Him the glory is a credit to Him because He gives me the ability to do that.
That's cool. That's so cool.
Dude, what's up? Butch is all legit. That's why he's called legit. Butch.
That's right.
He's legit. This is a guy on the space station that has like the vacuum-packed, specially sealed room where the pork chops are grilling. Like, you know, self-combusting, controlled scenario.
You know, I got disappointed when I found out. Do you actually eat the astronaut ice cream that they sell at Huntsville Space Center or whatever in Huntsville, Alabama?
I have to say that I do not.
See, I got so disappointed. I remember being a kid thinking, man, if I was an astronaut, I'd eat that ice cream all day long.
Brandon loves it.
Yeah. It's not very tasty.
Yeah. It's really not. Yeah. It tastes like chalk. Yeah. But, you know, a kid, you're like, freeze-dried.
All those food packets are like all business, no flavor,
this
right?
This is the pinnacle of technology and progress.
We're talking with astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore. We're talking about this really cool movie, A Beautiful Planet, on IMAX. That's out. Tell us a little bit more about this movie.
Well, the cameras that showed up 4 days before me, so I'm the guy that took them out, took the cameras out of the bags, and set them all up, and started doing the shooting. I was fortunate enough, you know, this is like a post-flight film for me, my kids, my grandkids. Because I shot over half of it, and to be able to share the imagery that I saw with my own eyes as closely as you can, there's no other way you can do it any better than on IMAX 3D. And to be able to see some of the things, this is the first time you'll ever see imagery at night, because without these digital cameras before, there was no way to capture the night scenes. Now we can, so there's just some spectacular shots across our nation, auroras at night, Europe at night. I mean, just some really, truly spectacular shots. And one of the most spectacular, going across the Caribbean, the Bahamas at night, and with a full moon, and you can see the colors in the water. I mean, just truly thrilling.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. Just watching the trailer got me excited. It was very, very cool. I know we don't have a lot of time with you, but we just wanted to thank you for what you do. And, you know, God bless you, man. You know,
God bless y'all, and I appreciate the opportunity to share. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You be safe, all right? Any plans to go back up, or are you all done with that?
No, there's always an opportunity. We got these commercial crew vehicles. SpaceX and Boeing are building vehicles, so we'll see. We'll see if it happens again.
And before you go, I do have one more kind of important question. I'll be bummed if I didn't ask you. Did you watch the new Star Wars?
Oh, sure. My daughter, my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's intrigued.
So being a real astronaut, does it kind of ruin sci-fi for you, or can you still go to a movie like that and have fun?
No, I go for the entertainment value.
Okay.
It was very entertaining.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Butch.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
All right, take care.
Now that was a legit astronaut.
Real right there.
If you tricked me, you really did, because I believe him.
No trickery there. That is the real deal.
Man, that was cool.
Astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore. You guys check out A Beautiful Planet. Voiced and narrated by Jennifer Lawrence.
Awesome.
Looking for it.
Now we have to take a break. Taylor's got headlines when we come back. Joey B is hanging out with us.
Joey's got ideas.
That's right. I got some ideas, y'all. I want to bounce them off you.
Yeah.
Hold my hand.
May the 4th be with you.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. Fair warning, The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Se eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu
prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu.
Guys, keep Brody in your prayers. Brody Jeter having surgery at 8:40 this morning. Steve-O is out for a few days. Well, Brodster recovers. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Brody's going to be even better. I can't imagine that kid being any better than what he is. That I've never met a kid with so much personality.
He's got a ton of it.
Man.
Yeah.
He's always trying to sell me stuff. He tried to sell me the bathroom one time, not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. He said, Mehmet, come up here. And we went upstairs, and he said, hey, come look at this. And I walked in, and he said, check it out. This is a bathtub, and there's... You brush your teeth? Yeah. Use the bathroom?
There it is.
And I was like, are you selling it to me? And he's like, check it out. And I was like, sold. I guess right. I could sleep
all
in the
right.
bathtub.
All right.
I'll take three. Oh, it is 8:04.
Howdy day 79.
Ooh.
Barely got it. Just barely. I keep forgetting. I feel like we shouldn't even do that because I feel like we stole it from Buck. But
do you want you want Joe to do the weather?
Yes.
You got a lot on your plate.
I would love to.
You want to do the weather?
I can handle
sure.
it, though.
Okay.
Let me look at traffic real quick. We got an accident reported Coors Boulevard South at Paseo. Happened about an hour ago. Hopefully they've cleared it up, but it does look like Paseo eastbound is kind of stacking up. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of congestion out by Eubank and 40 westbound. So watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
So whenever I do the time, Joey, that's when you'll do the weather.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So
where's where do you guys have a certain like spiel on the weather? Or can I just pull
you just use
up?
Your phone?
Okay.
You can go to Mark Ronchetti's website if you want.
He's the dude that looks like he has rosacea.
See, that's what
right?
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Blushy. Billy Blushy.
They call him Blushy.
That's awful.
I call
to
him Ronchetti.
Okay.
Because I don't like him.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Straight up.
All right.
There he is.
There it is.
Listen to that.
63 degrees in the metro.
He's gonna get you.
Interesting
let
weather
him, let him try.
It's not that we have necessarily a major league storm that's going to come clock us over the weekend.
What?
But we have a chance to get things at least interesting once again by the weekend. 63 degrees right now.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
Him.
That's well, he's about right there. It's
well, yeah.
It's almost 60. We're going to hit a high of about 76 today.
Mm.
That's going to happen at around 4 o'clock. Then it's going to take a dive again, but it's going to be a nice evening. So we're looking at between 8 and 10
good.
Of it being solid in the 60s. So
ooh.
8 is going to be around
good.
69, 10 it'll be 61. So
like
it's like
that.
Perfect kind of like chilling out weather. And then tomorrow we're looking at a little bit of cloudiness, but no rain.
That's
and then
nice.
We're looking at a sunny weekend.
Tomorrow's
going to be warm, high of 82. Friday, high of 80.
You're pretty good at this.
Yeah, man.
See, man, that's a weather guy, right? Look, I trust him.
I think meteorologists should stick to what they're good
it's
at.
It's because he's not
meteors.
He's not trying to sell anything. He tells me about the meteors,
yeah.
and I'm good. I know if I'm safe or if I'm in danger.
Sure,
yeah.
Ronchetti's trying to sell me something.
This this weather message brought to you by knowledge and
experience.
Knowing how to read the weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I trust you, Joey.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, so do you guys listen to podcasts?
Yes.
Yep.
Like, what are a couple of your favorite podcasts? Are all free? So
you told me
what
about
a couple of your favorites.
Serial. The last I went out on tour with House of Heroes.
Yeah.
Podcasts for me are when I'm on tour because
yeah.
I don't in general have time because I'm here all the time and working on music and everything. So when I'm on tour, podcasting it up, burned through the entire first season of Serial and most of the second.
Nice.
And I don't know if that's ended yet.
It did.
Bird
just did, yeah.
Okay, man, I got to get back in that game.
So, yeah, I loved all the true crime stuff.
This American Life.
This American Life is
love
amazing.
That thing.
The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick.
Yep.
I've been listening to him a lot.
Pete Holmes' podcast, which
I heard
language,
his was pretty good.
It's language, but, man, he's funny.
Well, so I've been, like, messing around with the idea of trying to get some of my own podcast ideas going. And I do have a few ideas, but I just kind of don't know which ones I should keep trucking with.
All right.
And so what I've learned to do is I keep a nice little – I'm grabbing it out now.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a nice little kit with me all the time.
Okay.
Of a handy recorder.
Oh, nice.
And something kind of decent quality, you know.
Yeah.
And then – but – the thing is, to make a good podcast, you have to, have a good plan, right?
Sure.
So you got to have a good plan. You can't think about your audience. And even though you guys have a podcast, let's face it, it's, you know, it's kind of a rehash.
It's quickly assembled.
You're making like a recap of something that already happened.
Yeah, but the thing is, most people only listen like 5 minutes
and
every morning.
And so there's a perfect example of like the reason why it's there. Mm-hmm. So it's not doesn't serve the purpose as like a normal podcast.
That's true.
As opposed to like this organic immediate archive.
Yeah.
When you hear that something crazy happened and you missed it, you can go get back in on it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm not dogging it. I'm just saying that, like, to have, like, I want a more story-oriented podcast. Yeah. So my first idea, I had a funny idea. My first idea is about moms.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say moms. We'll say spouses.
Okay.
But I don't know if you've noticed, but when it comes to people in sports, little kid sports, I have seen with my own eyes how the most articulate, super elevated, classy, professional conversationalists, just teachers,
doctors, lawyers,
all these things by day,
plumbers.
But when they get onto those metal bleachers, when their kids are playing, whether it's baseball, soccer, whatever, oh, they transform into some super trash talking.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
who are you?
Yeah. Right? Common denominator.
So, oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable. And the trash talk that goes on unreal. Like any mom that comes by, you hear like the size up. Oh yeah, we call her the informaticist.
Oh yeah.
Like, what does that even mean? She's like, she thinks she knows a little bit of everything.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
And then you see like meltdowns, right? You see one kid come up, and the grandma's at the thing. She's like, oh, come on, pumpkin pie. Come on, pumpkin pie. And then my wife be like, you probably shouldn't call him pumpkin pie. Oh, he loves it. Don't you worry about him. Go, pumpkin pie. Come on, pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie walks up to bat. Guess what? Come on, pumpkin pie. He just looks and he just freaks. Ah! And he throws the bat down, runs off the thing, and he's like, don't ever call me pumpkin pie.
Wonderful.
And so she was sitting there like looking around just like, and she just ducked her head in.
Oh,
and was
my
like,
gosh.
Don't call the kid pumpkin pie. We tried to tell you. But this kind of stuff, you can't write it. Like, it just happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I was thinking about making a show that was kind of based on, like, the mom, but from a guy filming it, or not filming, but recording it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to call it maybe, like, Sons of Pitches.
It was Sons of Pitches.
But if that's too edgy and if that like offends, it would be Sons, like S-U-N-Z. Sons of Pitches.
I love it.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
I think you're onto something because you're right. I'm in that world now because my youngest son is playing basketball. So right. I know exactly what you're talking about when it comes to the mom who is the sweetest lady. And then when the game starts, it's on.
Right.
No, seriously.
It's
if you're
crazy.
A kid and you want to know what your parents acted like in junior high, go to a baseball game with it. Play sports and just listen to what happens in the bleachers.
And I would want to capture a snippet of like of what they do in their normal lives.
Yes.
So my wife does a lot of voice reads, so I could have her, you know, like, you know, American home, it's your home. And when she gets to the baseball field, it's, I am this close to putting a porta potty in my own car.
Oh, man.
She's like, those are disgusting. What's the difference if the windows are tinted? I'm like, oh my gosh, would you listen to yourself, woman? I'm like, what has happened to you?
Oh, man.
Just people walking by. She Botoxes.
Whoa.
It's like, oh, what is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much trash.
It's the playground.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my mother-in-law's there, so that's crazy. And her husband's the ump, and so she just talks all kinds of smash. She's like, go. And she yells things to the kids. Come on, kids. We're going to start a rally. We're going to start a rally. What does that mean? It's baseball. Come on, kids. Always look forward. People who look back lose. Let's go, kids. Jesus loves winners.
Oh, man.
Can't hit them if you don't swing, kiddo.
Yeah, yeah. Just crazy things like that. And then they just loud. The girls always throwing jabs at each other at different moms they don't like. Someone's smoking, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I can smoke if I want. Well, you shouldn't smoke here. My husband's the umpire. Okay. Oh, gosh. Just
stop it,
all y'all. So anyway, just if I could edit that out, that's one idea.
Okay. I like that.
I love
then
that.
Then I had another idea of maybe a more serious side of that is talking about I have some friends who have intense jobs. You know, I got one friend who's part of the SWAT team here in town.
Nice.
Right? And so I wanted to, what if I was to talk to, you know, just take like an hour every 2 weeks with maybe like five different SWAT team wives for lunch. Take them for lunch, record the interview, and just ask questions and just get their angle of like what these families go through.
Yeah.
Because you get little pieces on the news and you get all this stuff kind of taken out of context, and people start to think that, oh, well, something like the SWAT team is, you know, these are trigger happy guys that just want to blah, 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 blah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And what they don't realize is that, you know, these guys have families. These guys go to church. Mm-hmm. These guys have to see the most horrible side of humanity, mm-hmm. make unbelievable decisions.
Yeah, they have to be willing to take a life if they have to.
Yeah, and then sometimes they're on call and they're like, they have to go. It's an emergency and their families and kids are stuck in the grocery store and they got to find their own way home.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just stressful stuff that happens on the family side of it. And then I think that if we were to just talk to just the normal people about what it's like to be a family member.
SWAT wives.
Someone like SWAT wives, but without the like, you know, juicy.
Yeah.
And so it would be very cool. So I was thinking about something like that. And then I was thinking, well, I could combine them two. So instead of making a whole season about baseball or something like that, or a whole season about SWAT, what if I just called it like Better Halves? And I made one episode about Sons of Pitches.
That's pretty good.
Another episode about, you know, like SWAT wives, but just basically talking to spouses.
Yeah.
Of kind of interesting scenarios.
Man, I love this.
But women mainly, you know, just like trying to explain to dudes, like, I don't want this to be like a Lifetime show podcast. It'd be more like, why is this like this, you know, and explain it to us.
Have you done a podcast before?
No, not specifically.
Really?
You know? But I have the interview. It's all about being able to talk to
you
someone.
You need
and make
to
feel...
do it, Joey, because you have so many fans out there. When you come on, people freak out. So you doing a podcast is a must. Yeah. You need to do it.
So, and then the other one I think I'm going to do, I decided I'm going to call it Independ, which is, you know, podcast, you can, it look, when you read it, it looks better. But basically, I want to talk to other musician friends and just kind of dissect a song a bit, but from the angle of like, why'd you write this, you know? So a little bit more emphasis on lyrics, but also just like kind of taking apart the track a little bit and giving people like, you know, just why this song is like this.
I love
kind of
that
what
idea.
Makes people tick. So I got enough band friends that, you know,
that's
can
cool.
mock up a couple.
You have
but
some
anyway,
good ideas.
Yeah, I got some good ideas, but I think the just running around and interviewing like hilarious or crazy or intense like moms, I think women just never know the story.
I think you should make a podcast with all of that in there, but you have features on your podcast,
okay.
like SWAT wives or you know,
just like range from the topics.
Exactly.
It would just be me like just trying to discover, you know. I don't know. That's the same reason I find any documentary fascinating.
Yeah
man.
So maybe you guys could help me come up with a better name besides Better Halves. Like it would be
so
me
good.
Just trying to explore, I won't say America because that's cheesy, but you know, I'm just trying to, there's a story everywhere.
The,
and
the
I just
best thing about podcasts is that you find out that every single person in this world has a story. And not only do they have a story, but like a fascinating story.
Yeah.
If you sit there and listen to it, that's what's so great about This American Life and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll take the most obscure people and be like, but did you know that this happened to that person? Mm. And it's this incredible thing that only happened to that person.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So anyway, I would love submissions for a good name for a show like that, where it basically would be me finding just the most iconic and interesting people that nobody's ever known about. Mm. That's maybe right lives right next to you, you know?
Whoa. Love it.
Yeah.
338-3700. You can also text the show at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Dude, I had to call back.
Talk to us, pool boy.
Joey.
Yeah.
After you get super famous... I need you to help me out with my show called Pool Boy Diaries.
Yes. Yep.
Dude, we've had so many crazy things happen in doing this job. So, man, just keep me in mind, brother.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
That
sounds
funny.
I love you guys. Later.
Yeah. Okay.
Pool
Boy Diaries.
I had an idea back
that
when I...
That sounds like it might be...
He's had some crazy stuff happen.
I know.
He told us a little bit off air a long time ago about some stuff that's gone down. It was like, what?
I know. I just got to keep... I'm not going above PG-12.
Yeah.
So,
right? I had an idea back when I worked at Forever 21. I thought the funniest TV show would be like Retail, because so many people retail is we read a survey recently, and retail is like the number one most common job in America.
Mm.
There's never been really a show that highlights everything that happens when you work in retail. Like, I guarantee anybody listening right now, you've had a similar experience to everybody else that works in retail. You've got like three or four managers. There's the good manager. There's the kind of obscure two, three managers. And then there's the evil manager that for some reason, even though they work in retail, they take themselves and their job so seriously. Yeah. And it's like, but wait a second. You realize we're just putting clothes out on shelves, right? It's not the end of the, oh, okay, sorry, I'm fired. You know, and then you have like the wars between stores and malls where it's like a transgressed manager from this store now works over here at this store. And there's like a fight that's always brewing between the two.
Always drama.
And it happens like, and it's so dramatic. Working retail is the most dramatic job. And it's also the most menial and pointless job. But it's so dramatic. It's like people are just. On fire the whole time. I always thought that would be a great show. There's a show now on NBC called Superstore,
dude,
which is basically Target and Walmart. And that show, that's close to it.
Yeah,
and that is hilarious.
I haven't seen
I had over the last year and a half been writing. Now this is not for podcast, but more along the line of what you just said. Of trying to write like, you know, an office type of kind of show where like you're just chronicling employees in this definitely like not so productive field of retail.
Right.
And so being in around working at Prez so much, you know, I'm like, well, I'm coming across this like clinical shiz. And so what if we had like a tech call center, like an IT call center that was just here in New Mexico? And I was like, well, what could we sell? So I came up with like some things we could sell would be like solar powered, network based, smart calculators with 802.11a. Okay. Definitely not. Okay. There. Printer, the MUFU107 printer shredder combo. Because those who don't work for hospitals, there's something called meaningful use, and they have to have metrics of, did you print this little discharge slip out for the patient, or did you print them this? And a lot of times someone else is already printing it, but the doctor's getting hassled that they got to print it. So it'd be really nice if they could just have a printer shredder combo where just printed it out, but then since it's sensitive info, so right at the print,
it's all in one motion. That's awesome.
So for our meaningful use MU. So that's the MUFU107.
Okay.
And then we have this is for more Taos, Santa Fe. We have Artisan Pharmaceuticals, home of things like the Silver Bullet or the Trailblazer, which is basically people that think they can find something pretty or the art in anything, and it equates to little capsules of edible glitter. there's an incubation period. I got the Carbo Dehydrator, featuring hypercatalyst technology.
What does that do?
Takes carbs out of food. It does.
Wow.
How would you guys know?
It does.
And then I got Maximus, the gluten replenisher.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, limited time with free MSG add-on.
There you go.
I have the Rode commode.
Yeah.
So that's more of a... it's a travel toilet kind of idea, but repurposed Gatorade bottle. Okay, so, but my big one I think that's going to go huge is I have my Abracadabra, which is my morgue services for the do-it-yourselfer.
Oh, my DIY morgue.
Yeah, turning DIE into DIY.
Oh, wow.
Putting fun back into funeral. Less is morgue. So let's say right next to Redbox, you would have like Deadbox.
Oh, okay.
And so if you just need to drop something off, you know. That
would be very popular out here in New Mexico.
Yeah. So, and we would just take care of it for you, you know. These clueless guys that have no idea that what they're doing
I've got an idea for you straight up. So hospitals, I'm thinking, you know, hip replacements, any bone replacement that you have to get like a metal plate, Wi-Fi hotspot added on.
Ooh.
Think of the potential, though. How much more likely would you be to buy a hip replacement if they said, well, you can get your standard, you know, HP 123 over here, but we've got the HP 600. It's got a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Isn't that genius?
And you. Yeah. We could call the show Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wi-Fi.
See? Yes. Amazing.
I love it. It works. I would be more likely to buy one that had a Wi-Fi hotspot. Because seriously, I'd just be like, man, it sucks that my hip's gone.
Well,
but at least I've always got this internet.
That's right. You can charge people. You can make money on the side.
You could totally do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear me?
So
I
just
said
because
I take the groovy tunes, man.
You're technically still selling your body, and that's probably not good.
Well, you know,
Hey, man, it's the oldest
That's
profession.
That's like gigstitution. Megstitution? Gigs? Pinterestitution?
That's good. Joey, make a podcast.
Yeah, you should.
I want to make a podcast. I need to make a podcast.
You really do.
So anyway, the good news is that I bought my... I'm ready to roll.
You got it.
I just need to have a clear idea of one of these directions to go, and then you guys start needing to give me people that that you say, hey, you need to... Would you be down to spend an hour with my buddy Joey to let him just talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Man, and you know, you're just one of those guys who's just fun to listen to. You're funny, you're engaging, and you have to do it. People would subscribe instantly. I'd be one of them.
I'm in.
And just do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I think combine all of it together.
Yeah, I think if it was focused around me, then I could probably have a lot more license to just do what I wanted, mm-hmm. At the time, as opposed to like... being stuck to this specific theme,
but
I would just need help with a cool name, and it doesn't have to worry about how it sounds. Don't have to think radio. You got to think about how it looks, because people can read it.
That's true. I like that. Mother's Day's on Sunday, and we've been talking about gifts to give to moms, and we had Reload Love on Monday. You know about them.
Yep.
They have these, they take bullet casings, they melt them down, and then they make jewelry out of them. They have these really cool bracelets and necklaces and a bunch of other different things that they have. And I think the starting one starts at like $30. And when you buy that, the proceeds go to help these children, these families that have been displaced when terrorists come into their villages and into their towns and start just wiping everybody out. So... that they can build playgrounds for these children. They buy buses. They do so many cool things for these kids and these families. So we're talking, if you want a Mother's Day present, you need to get one of these necklaces or whatever it is, whatever you want from Reload Love. It's amazing.
Nice.
Steve-O's rocking the bracelet.
He's got the barrettes.
You've seen that. Yeah, he's got the Reload Love barrettes.
Yeah, he's got the hair ties.
Sons and fellas, if you're out there, like, don't... we're giving you at least 4 more days heads up than you normally give yourself to get your mother a gift. So maybe if you stick a little thought into it now and get something like this, you won't... Because if you don't think your mom... can tell that you're
she know.
You just came up with this
she
at know. The last minute.
She know.
Mm-hmm. She can. So try this. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, so coming up, we'll recap. Yesterday, I know we talked a little bit about what moms want, so we'll recap that. But we also want the moms to call in. Tell us what's the toughest part about being a mom. What's the toughest part about being a mom? We don't know. We're not moms.
It's true.
We can guess, though.
Also
and
got a
we
story.
Will if yeah. you don't call.
Got a story about the next most important thing to happen to a Christian next to Jesus coming back.
Ooh.
Could actually be happening next
really?
Year. Straight up.
All right.
You'll see.
Hang out with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
May the 4th be with you.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
That is it for Ted Cruz.
We are suspending our campaign.
Donald Trump beat Senator Ted Cruz in the Indiana Republican primary.
Nominations for the 2016 Tony Awards on Broadway are out.
Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Roger Waters, The Who, and Paul McCartney to perform during a concert in California.
U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed in Iraq.
A deadly hijacking in D.C. as a man attacked the driver of a Metro bus.
Many of the antibiotics doctors are prescribing aren't helping people get better.
On Wall Street, Apple stock ended its 8-day losing streak.
The Michigan legislature advanced a $500 million bill to restructure Detroit public schools by creating a new district.
Drone aircraft are used extensively by the U.S. military these days. Well, now make way for drone ships.
A single-engine BE-35 airplane crashed on New York's Long Island.
Scientists had expected to see some degradation of the reefs around the Florida Keys, but just maybe not this soon.
Chicago says transgender students and employees can use whichever bathrooms they feel comfortable in.
Good morning, Starmie. How you doing out there? On Friday, we're going to have Phil Wickham on the show.
Wickham.
Mr. Wickham.
Talking about his new record.
Yeah.
Releasing. We're playing the latest single. Got to talk to him at the Rock and Worship Roadshow. Don't worry, though. We're not going to let Birga interview him and make him feel bad.
Oh, Birga.
Did she comment on, like, his back hair?
No.
No. Because that is one fuzzy dude, man.
Really?
He's got all that tarantula fuzz coming out of every little thing of that V-neck shirt, his little hipster V-neck shirt.
I'm picking on her. She phrased a question very oddly, and we were kind of like, I mean, even Phil was like, wait, what? Poor Birga. Anyway, we're interviewing him 8:40 on Friday. That's so right. if you are interested, send us some questions.
It is 8:39.
That's where you weather.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm like, where? What? Okay. Hey! Hey, man, I'm rusty, dude. I don't know. I don't even know what time it is half the time.
And if you're not ready, then I have to go.
All right.
No, I'm doing it now. I got it. Here's the way.
63 degrees.
No! Don't do that, guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Only girls get rosacea. Anyway. Okay, so it's 55 right now and rising. So for the next hour, it's going to be clear. No rain anywhere in the area. And we're looking at a high of 76 today. No rain. Those of you who are late night, who are like really bummed that you're even listening right now, and you don't feel alive until like 11:50, it's going to be about 57 tonight at midnight.
All right. Okay. That's good. That's
good. So those are for our late night prowlers.
Our vampires. No accidents to report right now, but you guys, there's lots of road construction. So watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
You can text the show at 585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can call us. Say hi, 338-3700. It's 8:40, so that means Brody is about ready to get this surgery underway. So continue to pray for the Jeter family.
Yeah,
that's why Steve-O's out for the next few days, because Brody's getting a surgery done. And I can't imagine.
You know. I can. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited.
I think it's going to be a good thing.
Good. Yep. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was calling about the hardest thing about being a mom.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We kind of threw it out there. What's the toughest part about being a mom?
Who
is
this?
To call in.
This is Hope.
Hope. Okay, cool.
Hey, well, so I have a 5-year-old and an 18-month-old and a 3-month-old.
Whoa.
And I really think that it's really not having time to yourself.
I get that. You don't. When you have little kids, how old are your kids, you said?
5 years old, 18 months old, and a 3 month old.
Yeah, you don't have a life.
You don't. Those babies, Hope.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't get away ever. So.
Got to try to find that time, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think this is our friend Buck. Hello.
Hey.
Buck.
Hey.
Buck. Buck.
How are you?
What's the hardest part of being a mom, Buck?
Oh, man, let me tell you.
Talk to us, man. Just
I know you're birthing out those legacies all the time now. I just want to know.
Yeah, I am. I was actually calling today to wish Dex a happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, go ahead.
Happy anniversary. This is the 1-year anniversary of Dex getting us fired. Thanks a lot.
Oh, but me? Oh. Me getting us fired? Is that what it is? Okay.
It's pretty much you.
Yeah, you're right. It was all me, yeah.
But you know what? Everything happens the way that, you know, it's intended to happen. And,
right.
And, you know, everything worked out.
Yeah. You know, and I'll take responsibility for the firing. Sure. I mean, it kind of was my fault. I mean, I did have a couple episodes there the past, you know, couple months. And, you know, I don't want to talk about it at all, but
Maybe I will.
Please don't talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
how are you guys
happening,
doing?
Basically.
We're doing good. You know, I got to tell you, you know, today I was going through on Facebook, you have, you know, this little feature that, you know, if you're on Facebook, you know, it's what happened on this day. And when you go back to see all of the posts, you know, when people found out that we got fired, it was very, very, it was hard. It was really hard. And, man, reading some of that stuff that they posted kind of, it hurt the gut a little bit, you know? It really did.
Did it?
Yeah, it did hurt
the
gut.
You know, it's, I mean, you think about it, though, and I mean, everything worked out the way that, I mean, you know, I mean, not to sound all cliche or anything, but, you know, God's providence in all of this is just absolutely amazing.
That's
just
good.
You just never, you know, I mean, we can't even fathom how everything works. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of a mystery, but I mean, he works the way he wants to work, and it's, you know, we're where we're supposed to be now.
I will say that I do miss hanging out with you in the morning, you know? That's one thing I do miss.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay.
Okay, fade me up over here.
All right,
One year ago today, people.
Hold on.
Two longtime broadcasters are off the air.
iHeartMedia made that announcement on Monday. Mm. Buck and Dex no longer have a morning show on 104.1 The Edge. Many have flooded social media asking why. News 13's Catherine Mazzone spoke with both sides to find out. Catherine?
Good morning, Adam. Now, the news came as
a shock
to many, including Buck and Dex.
Reporter,
they say after more than 13 years, it was difficult to let go.
It's going to be weird not being there with these people. No.
Okay, what did that mean? When you said, Buck, when you said it's going to be weird not being there with these people, what did that mean?
Hmm. Well, because, I mean, we didn't really ever consider the listeners like just listeners, you know? I mean, we were all kind of in this thing together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was kind of like a group of homies just hanging out.
Just homies and hanging.
We're a family.
Yeah, and that's what it was, you know, it was like this big family, this big thing that we created, and, you know, kind of inadvertently, mm-hmm. and, you know, it was like a bunch of friends hanging out all the time.
Gotcha. Let's see what else.
With our army.
Army.
It's tough, you know, I mean, the Edge is embedded
this is
you in
dead.
Me, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so it's going to be hard to let that go. And start over.
Look at me. I look like I'm going to cry.
And he never did let it go, guys. I'm here to tell you.
Never. Yeah. I still talk about it. And these two, they're a lot like, they're a lot like you and Baxter were to me. You know, they would get very, what I'm looking for? It's
sweaty.
Sweaty and,
angsty.
Yes. They
just angst.
It's like this is their territory, and if you talk about some other territory,
yeah, we get territorial.
Very territorial.
There it is,
and it's very weird because you know my life 15 years was over there, you know, with you and with a bunch of other people. So when I do talk about it, they get a little territorial, which is normal. Maybe I don't know.
No. Joey, do you think that's normal?
I'm just feeling super awkward right now.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So
why are you feeling super awkward, Joey?
Well, because I feel like I'm privy to someone's like private conversation that I don't know all the details of, and there's a lot of history, and you can feel it. And
attention.
I definitely don't feel like I would be able to contribute anything besides the cheesy positives, like, hey, you know, great, you know,
we
and
did
I,
it.
I would want to say something better, but you know what I mean? It's just like when you know that when you see people talking that have a lot of inside kind of going on and a lot of like things that mean more things, and all you can do is just stand there. So that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's not a bad awkward. I'm not saying that you guys.
Yeah.
I'm pretty.
But you know us. I mean, you know us fairly well, and
yeah,
you
know. I know. Well, I mean, it was a. It was a definitely a rough time how that went down, but you know I was just in Buck and I can't speak to I don't know what's going on with your life, but I can definitely say that I'm happy for you, Dex, and just that you know what you're doing here is cool, you know, and
thanks,
I know it's
man.
Hard to start over, and I know it's hard to do something different than what you were doing. I can speak to that, and especially when you had it in years ingrained that it's a certain way, and you got to come someplace else, and it's got to be kind of a different way. But I think you're doing fantastic.
Thanks,
man. You guys are both doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mateo, you're doing good.
I feel like
everyone thought you were when you left from being an amazing drummer to just kind of this dude that sits around Albuquerque lifting weights here and there.
I didn't even play drums.
And
that's awesome.
Making like hick wisecracks.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Who would have
thought? I thought he was a guitar player.
Like, yeah, I was a bass player.
And
still
who would have thought you'd be good at that?
Huh?
He's just a bass player.
Who would have thought that you would have made the transition from
a lot of
cool
people,
guy to like kind of
normal guy?
You know, yeah, like just a. Waste of space kind of guy.
Just
like,
walking around lifting weights. I'm lifting weights. I'm doing CrossFit right now in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burning
right
those
now.
Calories.
Yeah. It hurt. That's why I'm so sweaty.
So
I have not done CrossFit. That's why me and Mateo next to each other look like the number 10.
So, Buck, how are you feeling today? Is everything good? Are you feeling all right on this anniversary?
Yeah, you know, honestly, to be totally honest with you, I didn't even remember until I heard your little soundbite, the May the 4th Be With You thing, and I was like, holy crap, this is when Dex got us fired.
Yeah, that's today, yeah.
And you know what? I mean, I'm joking. You didn't get us fired. I mean, it was somebody else over there that decided that, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to get into the
short
details of it, but
why don't you guys get into the details of
no!
it?
No,
this is great radio.
Don't. Yeah, just kidding. Joey, I think something to think about too. You know, you were talking about that awkwardness, and this is something that Dex and I used to talk about, and I think we figured out the secret to radio. And really, you know, if you give people an ear to listen into a conversation, no matter how awkward it is, or how happy or how sad it is. That's what people want.
Yeah.
You know, people want to be, and because they feel like they're a part of it, you know, and I think that's something that we had and we created that was super cool and, you know, it was, people liked it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
People connected with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You guys are both still connecting with people in different ways. Dex has this show.
Yeah.
You're connecting in a completely different way because you're literally building legacies. I'm not making fun of it. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting people in places where they can spend the rest of their lives if they decide to do that. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I got some other stuff cooking too.
You do.
I know you do.
Is it a roast?
Yeah. You know what? KO, text me your, get my number from Dex because I don't think you've ever sent me a text. Shoot me your number and I'm going to send you guys something to watch.
Okay.
And, yeah. But all you right. can't, seriously, you can't show anybody.
All right.
You got it.
So we can post it on Facebook, and that's
no,
it.
No, you absolutely cannot post it on Facebook.
Twitter, got it.
Hey, if you want to come hang on Friday, feel free. Ricky might make his presence known, and it'd be fun to have you two back in on Friday if you'd like to come in.
Yeah, I'm really busy.
I know.
He's real busy.
I know you are.
I'm just kidding. I might be able to stop by. I've slowed down just a little bit.
All right.
For a couple of weeks. Maybe I'll pop in this week.
Good.
So.
All right. Good talking to you, brother.
Thank
you.
See
you later.
That was Buck, my old co-host.
I'm glad you guys did that.
On this day, 1 year ago, the firing happened. The manila envelope was handed.
The firing.
The manila envelope.
It's like The Shining, but it was the firing.
Yeah, it was very awkward.
How do you feel, Joey? My favorite part of that whole thing was just looking over at Joe and him just standing there like...
Yeah, you look really uncomfortable
right
now.
I was.
Man.
It's not uncomfortable. We talked about it too much.
We've talked about it... quite a bit, you know, because that definitely made a huge impact on my life at that time. I mean, when I got fired, I really found out that my identity was wrapped up into who I was on the radio.
No, you know what?
You know?
And, I can relate to that. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I can't relate to the getting fired part, but I can relate to the identity being wrapped up in something, and then when you step into something else or out of that, you kind of don't know who to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so when I worked in ministry for a long time, when I worked here, you know, after about 8 years, I had to go, and people were thinking, oh, well, you know, what controversies happened to make you leave? And the truth is, it wasn't that at all. Mm-hmm. It just became like God was taking me to a new place. Mm. And I had to figure out what it meant to be me as a Christian without like just this constant support group. You know, like I had messages being blasted to me in the background, you know, KNKT and all this kind of stuff. And I'd become like super Jesus numb, you know, like there wasn't anything that could faze me. If I were to sit in church, I'm thinking about what's going on in the background behind the stage and the technicals. And, you know, like I couldn't just come here to be here. Like it was my career and my paycheck became so oddly and weirdly wrapped up with my salvation that I personally had a hard time separating the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God saw that and revealed that to me and asked me to take the step and just said, you need to separate them, you know, and so that I can be me and you need to spend some time to just be in the flock, not try to be a shepherd all the time, you know? And that was really, really cool. And of course I freaked out. I didn't know what to do, but, there was something wonderful in just kind of coming back full circle and I got excited again about being a Christian. I got excited again yeah. about the Lord. I got excited. All these things that I didn't think were possible right. anymore because it snuck up on me. If you were to ask me, I would never have told you that I was a jaded guy. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not like one of those typical rock, you know, tired, jaded guys. But I was, yeah. dude. I didn't even realize it. But I was like the bad apple. Mm-hmm. And so I think that stepping out of what defined me allowed God to redefine me.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about how you got to go through that something uncomfortable, really, a lot of times, because when we have it going good, we don't want to change, you know, and we don't think we need to change, even yeah. though God may have been telling us for years. So however it gets orchestrated, whether it's you guys fired or something happens where a ripple happened, God uses it. And what's awesome about God is that it's like if we are so trying to always hit the bullseye of his will, you know, we're like, okay, I think this is his will. I think this is his will. It's like, well, you can't always get it right. And if something crazy like that happens, what's awesome about God is that he moves the rings for us. He moves the bullseye and your arrow hits it.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to look at it.
So it's not that you didn't aim right, man, just trust God to move that bullseye and he'll get it to hit the center for you. If you just promise to keep moving and that arrow pushing. And so, I think that those hard changes are really the best things for us. Yeah. Not that I want to go through more,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to say that he didn't use any of those hard things in my life would be a lie.
Mm.
And you do come to a place where you have to say thanks.
Yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
Thanks that happened. You know,
you're absolutely right.
So it's cool.
I love that.
Yeah. So be encouraged, both of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be encouraged, friend.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Rayo. Thank you.
Rayo.
Rayo.
Because it's May the 4th.
That's right.
So check it out, guys. We're talking a little bit about identity. We keep dipping into it. And it's almost Mother's Day, so we're going to talk about moms. We've had a lot of people text in and write on Facebook and even email in. The question is, what's the hardest part of being a mom? And I think it ties in directly into the identity issue. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that.
I love my mama!
I know you do.
Yeah, you do.
I know you do. I love you, Mom.
Also, like I said, the next biggest thing to American Christian culture, to Jesus coming back, could be happening next year. We'll talk about that. Straight up.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. Text the show 585 live 585-5483. What's the toughest part about being a mom? We'll read some of those. Hang out with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
May the force be with you.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning. 903.
Hi today, 78.
903.
He doesn't know.
There's nine.
Oh, the weather, yeah, sorry. It's going to be a high of 76.
Man, the time, you know, the time is not a good enough.
Yeah, I know.
I need, like, an intro bed.
And now, the weather.
No, how about, let's just talk about, instead of, like, what is not happening. No meteor showers today.
Dang it.
No apocalyptic planets crashing into our gravitational fields.
Come on, with it.
No chemtrails of any kind.
Well,
mainly because they don't exist.
Hey.
Oh, boom.
Wow.
And there's
feed
also
clouds.
Yeah. And also, officially, the Grand Canyon, they had some what are they called, the dudes that like brush off the dirt and find things,
paleontologists
go and they found where they stamped John 3:16 into the side of the Grand Canyon.
Really?
So we're officially allowed to say that.
Good.
Oh, isn't that a blessing?
Yeah.
Grand Canyon's a beautiful God's handiwork.
That's
since
it.
He signed
there
it
is, right.
So
there.
No copyright infringement issues
send
from
it.
On God's work.
Thank you, Joey.
There you go.
It. All right.
No accidents to report, man. You guys are doing a great job this morning. I'm proud of everybody out there. Actually, I take it back. Pride has been lifted. Not proud of you. Really disappointed. Eagle Ranch at Paseo, there is an accident. Happened about 20 minutes ago. Just so disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
If you missed it this morning, we interviewed astronaut / NASA commander Barry Butch Wilmore.
Dude, that dude was Legitimus Prime. That's what his Transformer name is.
Yeah.
See, this is what happened.
Yeah.
We're talking about identity and stuff. And when I moved out here, I found myself standing in the long shadow of Joey Belleville.
That's right.
You're like a legacy at this station. And then you show up for 5 minutes, and you're still the funniest person I've ever met.
Yep.
No, it's true. I had to get to a place where I just realized,
there's
no
long shadow. It's kind of a wide shadow.
No.
You don't need to be afraid of heights, just widths.
But, you know, in any job, in any profession, and really in anything, you have to remember that there's always someone that's, quote, better than you at something. Mm. There's always someone, in this case, who was funnier. And you slide into this place where you're like, you know what? It's okay. I don't have to be Joey
you
B.
You don't have to
be
me.
I just have to be Teo.
And I definitely don't want a room of me's. I would rather have you guys.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so we're getting some. We were talking about what? We were talking about
moms.
Moms,
yeah. What's
right?
the toughest part about being a mom?
Mother's Day's coming up. How hard is about being a mom?
Yeah.
And we've had some interesting texts come in. We've had someone called in and said, you know, with babies, toughest thing is just lack of sleep. Mm. With older kids, she said, not being a helicopter mom.
Mm.
Ooh. So don't really know what that means. It could be something amazing. Like
constantly hovering?
Hovering. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Always hovering. Because I was like, if she can fly with her hair, that's
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Maybe you should be a helicopter mom.
Okay, I get it. Hovering. Yeah, I don't want that. That's legitimate. I got another one here that says, it's hard. Let's see. I think the hardest part about, well, this one looks like her teenager got on her phone.
Yeah, dude, I read that one. That one's kind of confusing. Read the whole thing. Read all of it.
Wow, okay. So the first message was, I think the hardest part about being a mom is when your teenagers stay in their room all day and play video games. It's hard when you have more time on your hands than you want to. Mm. And then right after that, it says, that was from my teenage daughter. And then it looks like mom stole the phone away and said, it's hard when your children misrepresent you.
Whoa.
What I really wanted to say is the hardest for me was giving motherhood my all and having grown children reject me. Teenagers go into their room, shut the door, and don't want a relationship. Only God can fill that emptiness. Psalm 37. And the Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
Goodness sakes.
I feel like we're in the middle of a fight here. There's an exchange, and then we found ourselves and we were like, oh, no.
So I think, you know, you have the classic example, and we all know it because we've been there, you know, and we all have the intentions of wanting to be maybe different parents than what we experienced. Mm. But I'm not sure how possible that is. So as kids grow older, you know, you have this thing where you're like, I want some space to be mine, and I want just you to get away, I'm emotionally predisposed for you to not be my superhero right now.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm trying to find out what my decisions mean and what my things do. And even though that sounds awful, and when you're a parent who, like, I saw you, I cleaned your diapers, I saw you grow, I saw you do all this, and then you're like, well, doesn't that mean anything? Mm. And the truth is that they don't, you know, when I was a teenager, I didn't have the sense of time. I really felt like forever was right in front of me, mm-hmm. and I had no sense of history. I couldn't concept like, oh, those were the days, or, you know, I didn't have any of that. All I was about was tomorrow, 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 and I didn't understand why something could be wonderful that I should hold precious now.
Right.
But it does happen later, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not always the best comfort, but
I think it's when you realize the scales have tipped and you have more yesterdays than you do tomorrows.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you're a kid, you have more tomorrows.
Yeah. And I think it's safe to say that, you know, that when you love your kids and they know it, when they become old enough, they figure that out, and they appreciate you, and you get to have a new kind of dynamic between you and your children instead of like the. But it's tough
because I have my
you
oldest
have a teenager.
Yeah, my oldest is he's almost 15. So the one thing that I always think about is And I hope that my kids know this because, you know, when you raise them up, you know, a certain way, and you just love them, and but you're that parent who, I feel like Leslie and I have done a good job of disciplining our kids, and we've never really been friends with our children. And there's a lot of parents that are friends, and we decided that we're not going to be our kids' friends.
Yeah.
No, we're parents. We love them, and we're going to discipline them when they need to be disciplined, even though they don't like it. And, you know, as they get older, especially in their teenage years, they're going through so many different hormonal imbalances. It's just they're just one day they're pleasant to be around. The next, they just hate your guts. And I think we can't take offense to that as parents. We have to understand that they're going through a lot of different changes. High school is hard.
Yeah.
Think about when you were in high school, how hard that was. I want my kids to know that no matter what they go through, mom and dad will always be there for them no matter what. They'll always have us to fall back on no matter what. That's it. That's the one thing that I want them to remember as they go through their teenage years, that we love them and we're there for them.
You know? It always goes against our natural, like, you know, I think about my daughter who's a teenager now, and my initial instinct in her when she was a little girl was just like I think any dad over a daughter would be, I just want to protect, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if I would keep that mentality of just like, you know, I'm going to shield her from anything and everything, doesn't mean I'm not going to try to ever protect her. But what I'm saying is I would actually be doing a disservice to her. And what I really needed to do, as someone revealed to me years ago, was I need to find a way to allow her and teach her how to fail. Mm. Like, I need to allow her to gracefully fail,
yeah,
and show her how to get back up from that. Mm. But it's hard to allow,
yeah,
your kids to fail because you want to sweep in, save the day every time, and we're jipping our kids of learning how to,
yeah,
you know, whatever. But yeah, I totally know what it is, especially when kids nowadays, they can all tune out with their devices. They can do things like that. So sometimes my advice to you, caller, would be, and I need to do this too, it's just an active reminder, but I think we need to bring back traditions. I think we need to bring back, like, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays, whatever, or maybe every night, we do dinner at the table.
Mm, yeah.
And that's just it, period. You know, so all these things slip in, we're busy, you know, and phones get up. But if we just make it more like a rule, and even though people might be like, can I'm done? Are we done? That's okay. That's the rough bump of it initially. But as it goes, and if it becomes just what you do, then you find that, boom, they'll settle into it. Conversations start happening again. And there's no electronics allowed.
I like, you know, that. And that's so good.
I like that too.
Traditions.
Yeah. Or a game night where it's not electronic games. You know, it's stuff that we have to talk to each other and play, you know, but you just got to make it happen instead of waiting to feel for the awesome and just build these little traditions. And it's amazing how, and I'm totally guilty of not doing this consistently. Mm. So, but not that my wife doesn't want to, she always wants to, but I need to eat dinner at the table way more often than I do with my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to do that too.
338-3700, phone lines open if you'd like to call, you can text at 585-LIVE.
We got another text. I love this one. The toughest part of being a mom is trying to be anything else, and the mom guilt you feel when you finally squeeze in that different other role.
Mm. The guilt you feel. Yeah, the mom guilt.
Yeah,
yeah. Man, that sounds crazy to me, but it makes perfect sense because the attachment between the child and the mother, you know, unbreakable bond. So what if you're also just trying to be yourself?
Yeah.
And then you find a way to do it, but then there's got to be a guilt that comes along with it.
Well, yeah. It's not until you had kids did you ever stop and think, oh, did my parents have dreams or goals or aspirations that got maybe like I kind of detoured them on, you know? And so it makes you think.
Yeah.
It really does. Man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling, Mom.
Good morning.
Sure. This is Victoria.
Victoria.
Hey, Victoria.
Victoria. You know what? I got to meet your son. You know, I see him almost every morning, and man, what a cool guy that is. You raised a good son. Hello?
Victoria?
Hello?
Did we lose you? Did you mute the phone?
Victoria?
Maybe it's muted.
Anyone? Okay. Well, call back, Victoria.
Call back, Victoria. We lost her.
Oh, man. Hope we didn't say something wrong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I think the hardest part that I'm struggling with right now with being a mom is having my seventh grader just completely not want to, like, do prayer with us anymore and doesn't care about, you know, godly things like she used to when she was young, you know, and I feel like I can't force her to sit down and pray with us as a family, and she's just telling me that, you know, Mom, you're wrong. I think you're wrong about, you know, everything culturally. If I have, you know, something to talk about with the kids about, you know, just, you know, whatever is going on in our culture right now, like bathrooms and, you know, who's allowed to go into what bathroom. And I'm just trying to tell them why there's, you know, such a stink about things. And the whole time she's sitting there just, you know, clicking her tongue at me and like, you're wrong. And the Mexican mom in me wants to just like pop her and be like, shut up, you know, and I'm trying to be loving and trying to guide her. And It's so hard to see your kid, you know, inch away from the faith that you've, you know, tried to just instill in them since they were babies.
That's been
gut wrenching for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't it suck that you realize you've raised a separate person than you?
It does. I'm trying to find that sweet spot of letting her grow and giving her to the Lord and just, you know, also just still trying to make sure that she's a part of this family. I don't know what to do.
I'm not any sort of official. That's a tough one. I would say that, especially since tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, that you should slap her upside the head. Like, no, I'm serious.
Just go for it.
Like, Viva Mexico! Like, listen, if there's anything, like, there's something about that, you know, that as society keeps changing and things like that, it doesn't mean that you don't acknowledge it, and it doesn't mean that you pretend like you're some sort of ignorant extremist. And, you know, the world's going to just think that holding on to any kind of moral absolute is antiquated, and that we're stupid, and Christians are stupid, and we're extremists and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. But that's not to say that you just got to teach that how – you just got to show, like, the loving side of those angles, you know? So when those topics come up, talk about how you know the Lord loves these people and how and just not about the, like, you know, the, oh, I can't believe, and no. Mm-hmm. If you can just somehow find a way to show the loving side, but either way, you don't have to say that, well, okay, I don't, you know, I'm not going to, my Christianity doesn't have any sort of absolute value to me anymore because I'm trying to be nice to you.
Right.
No, you want to be one of the rock solid anchors in your children's life to where, as they are the ones who are flipping and flopping through the wind and going and trying all these kind of different things. And it seems like she's a leaf just getting thrown every direction that society's throwing at her and culture and pop culture is throwing at her. All that stuff changes. But if you can find a way to lovingly be rock solid and always be the same, that's going to be the part that she depends on you to be. And she knows that even when she argues with you, she knows how you're going to be. There's a comfort in that.
You know?
And so if you can just somehow take strength from knowing that you being solid and a lighthouse for her, I promise that even though she's slamming waves against it now, it's going to be that same thing that reels her in when she's feeling lost.
Yeah. That's good.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
She's got, you dropped Delilah knowledge on her.
Yes.
Drop Mike. That was awesome.
Yeah. It's
Joey.
Oh, no.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right.
I think we call it DeBelleville.
Yes.
DeBelleville.
We're talking about what's the toughest part about being a mom. You can call us at 338-3700, or you can text the show at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
There you are,
Victoria.
Did you hear what I said about your son?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I said he's one of three.
One of three. Okay. That's
awesome.
He's
our oldest.
Okay.
And yeah, I think nice the guy. Hardest part for me at this point, because of their ages, because he's 21, the one you met, and then we have an 18, a 13, going to be 14.
Wow.
And I think the hardest part is the fact that they are growing up and being more independent and saying, okay, what are the fights I want to have with them over certain things?
Yeah.
You know, still influence them, but they still got to make their own choices and hopefully be able to have a decent relationship with them as they're getting older. And, you know, because the 18-year-old, you know, he's old enough to make his own choices. We can give our opinion, but it doesn't mean he's going to take it.
That's true.
So it makes it hard, you know, to say, oh, wait a minute, they're not that little kid that I can say, no, you can't do that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's hard. But, you know, I do hear from a lot of people who know our kids that, you know, even though I know, I think I've done wrong in certain areas, times of our life, their lives, that people say, you've got great sons.
Yeah.
So I know something's mm-hmm. worked out okay.
That's cool. Thanks, Victoria.
So, sure.
All right. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, on
Thank
Sunday.
You.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, that is one thing that you can look at. I love when, you know, you talk to other parents, you know, that have hung out with your kids, and they say good things. Like, what have you done? You know, give me advice on how you've raised your kids, because they're so well-mannered, and they're just good kids, and you got to take pride in that.
Yeah.
You know, those are things you got to look at and go, you know what? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we've done a pretty good job. You know, we're not the perfect parents. But I think we've done a pretty good job, because they're very respectful to other human beings. Yeah. You don't see that very often with kids, especially.
Not at all.
You know, they don't have any manners.
Kids nowadays.
Yeah.
We got another. This is a text. I'm a single mom. The last time I had a whole day of laying and doing absolutely nothing was over the weekend of New Year's. I'm so tired. The hardest part of being a mom is not getting a break. Don't get me wrong, I love my child, and I wouldn't change a thing, but I wish I could just lay around and watch movies all day.
I am tired.
Just give her one day.
Tired.
One day.
Just one day.
That's what Dawn said she wanted for Mother's Day, was just, she literally said, I just want to be able to go to sleep and Johnny not wake me up.
Oh, wow.
Because that kid... He's
That's
like
tough.
He'll be fast asleep, and then all of a sudden he'll go out of nowhere, and then he wants to nurse.
Yeah,
poor Dawn. She doesn't. Between Johnny and Beans the cat, I don't know if Dawn ever sleeps. Because then Beans jumps up, and then you're asleep, and then you feel and he's like,
oh jeez,
purring, and he wants you to pet him. And I'm like, Beans, I love you, man, but you got to get away from me.
That's disgusting.
And then I'm like, go over to Dawn. Dawn will pet you. Go over to Dawn. Get away.
Someone texted in and said, hardest part about being a mom for me is when to put on my dad pants. Being a single mom, I have to play both roles and have a hard time figuring out which role to be in the moment. I don't want my son to be too sensitive, but I also don't want to be too hard on him.
Gosh, shout out to single moms.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, dude.
Even single dads as well. It is not easy.
So the biggest thing that I've seen with that is, you know, we weren't wired to be both, mm-hmm. you know, were we? I mean, and especially when it comes to boys, you know, boys, and this is the part where most women that I've known growing up are not wired to understand the truth of this. So they have to like think about it and remind themselves, is that boys respond to authority more so than they do nurture, you know, like loving them is being hard on them sometimes, you know, they know that boys can kind of feel that. And I think that for a mom who's trying to be a dad, who's also trying to be that, I would say, and again, I am not anybody official, but I would say, don't try to be both.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to fail. I would say, and don't think of it as, I got to put this hat on. Mm. Just think about trying to be you. And the one thing that will help you if you're trying to get that kind of maybe discipline structure or something like that going on is just set up some rules. And the rules, no matter how emotional you're feeling or how emotional he's feeling, if the rules get broken, it means this, you know? So we know that if this happens, then this happens. And even if that's a consequence, exactly. And always follow through with them.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And moms are the worst at that, because moms are the worst. I see,
like,
all the time.
You are so in trouble and this is going to happen, and you know what happens when you do that. And then you get home and you're like, oh, well, you're being nice.
Next time, though, you do that.
So that would be my encouragement to you, to where that's enough of a dadness you would need, is just to say, no matter what, when I say this happens, make sure your yeses are yes,
yeah,
and your noes are noes, and really strive for that consistency. But you know, hats off to you and many blessings to you. And you don't have to, don't feel like you have to be two people. Mm. Just like, just put a little bit of a roadmap in there into what you're already doing that says, this is this. And you can always just blame it on the rules. You can just say, well, this is the rule. I have to abide by it too. If I were to do that, I'd be in trouble like this. Mm. So, you know, this is how it is, and you were there when we decided this, and this is the agreement.
I think that's solid.
So I think that if you did that, that's really, and then you'd have so much room to just be you, you know?
Good stuff.
Joey. Oh my gosh, I gotta stop this. We need something that I can talk smack about.
No, man.
Because this is bringing out like the, like I wasn't coming in
serious
this
corner.
Yeah, but I am in serious corner. I came here to talk smack.
Oh man.
And now I'm like all saying nice things to people and everyone's bringing my heart out.
We're gonna fade up the Delilah music.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's gonna be like, let me say this. It's gonna
maybe I should. I think I was meant to do a podcast for about interesting
yes,
moms and
you
wives.
Were.
Oh man.
Good morning.
What's up, dudes?
Shane.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, man. I just think that's true, man. It's such a tough dynamic because even in like a post-divorce family, when you're trying to figure it out, it's tough. I find myself kind of struggling with that. I mean, with my daughter especially, because it's with my little boy, dude. It's so much easier just to be like, "Hey, man, don't you?" And he's like, "Yeah, okay, I got." Mm. But then immediately, Ava's like lip starts quivering, and I'm like, "You're just quickly reminded it's such a delicate balance between the two." You know, they do have a mom, but when you have them 4 days a week, and you kind of got to dial it back, dude, and find that more of that nurturing side inside yourself so you can offer that to them because they do need it.
Right. And, so you have the opposite. You like no problem with the discipline and structure, but the whole nurturing part of it and right, understand empathizing with the feelings and stuff that with your girl. You know, that's the part you maybe don't feel the truth of, right? So you got to interject, you got to inject something in there that reminds you of that and allows you to say, okay, how about instead of jumping to the solution, how about I listen to what the symptoms are and understand that that's the problem? So if she's upset, I need to say, oh, here, look, I fixed it. No more tears. Instead, you say, oh my gosh, that must have been awful. Are you, you know, and then you just become more empathetic.
Thanks, Shane. Love you, buddy.
I'm
out of here.
No, you know you're
I
not.
I don't like this.
No, you love it.
I don't like it.
Yes, you
I
do.
I need coffee.
585 Live. Text the show. 338-3700. You can call us. Tail, you got to finish up your headlines.
Yep.
We got some more mom stuff. What moms in each state want for Mother's Day?
This
what
guy says, trying being a single father to a girl. Dang, bro. Oh,
yeah, man. No doubt, right?
All right. Hang out with us.
The Force be with you.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
That is it for Ted Cruz.
We are suspending our campaign.
Donald Trump beat Senator Ted Cruz in the Indiana Republican primary.
Nominations for the 2016 Tony Awards on Broadway are out.
Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Roger Waters, The Who, and Paul McCartney to perform during a concert in California.
U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed in Iraq.
A deadly hijacking in D.C. as a man attacked the driver of a Metro bus.
Many of the antibiotics doctors are prescribing aren't helping people get better.
On Wall Street, Apple stock ended its 8-day losing streak.
The Michigan legislature advanced a $500 million bill to restructure Detroit public schools by creating a new district.
Drone aircraft are used extensively by the U.S. military these days. Well, now make way for drone ships.
A single-engine BE-35 airplane crashed on New York's Long Island.
Scientists had expected to see some degradation of the reefs around the Florida Keys, but just maybe not this soon.
Chicago says transgender students and employees can use whichever bathrooms they feel comfortable in.
Good morning. It is 9:36.
To the weather.
Whoa.
And we're like, speaking of 36, today's going to be a high of 76.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they both rhyme. Got six in it. And then we are looking at a sunshiny day. Winds are really going to top out at about 6 miles an hour.
Okay.
So those of you that were going to stick a finger in the air, worry about maybe getting chopped off, no problem. 6 miles an hour is nothing. So go ahead, throw your fingers in the air like you just don't care.
Put your fingers in the air like you just don't.
And we're looking at a little bit of cloudy today, but bright, sunshiny, up into the 70s the rest of the week. Bright, happy weekend.
Love it.
Let's check the roads.
All right, guys, nothing's showing up on the map, but there's a lot of congestion. 25 northbound around Rio Bravo. It's down to like 24 miles an hour, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's an accident or something that's happened that's causing that little clog.
It's 18 miles faster than the wind today.
It's insane. So you guys be careful. Watch out for road construction and stuff like that. That's your look at traffic.
Oh, man. Joey Belleville hanging out with us. You know, just doing a little Jesus talk.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, so guys, yesterday something happened.
Oh, this is our big could change all Christian things.
There is one thing that American Christian culture is looking forward to, and that's probably return of Jesus. But if there's a different thing, it's the return of DC talk. For real.
It's happening, isn't it?
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Oh, wow.
It's not officially confirmed, but yesterday, all of their official social media put up a picture. And that picture is this giant black thing that says 2017.
What?
That's all it says.
Dude.
Wow.
Speculation is running rampant. It's insanity right now. People are losing their
minds. Stop it. You have to stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. It's happening. But here's the deal, guys. A little bit of a scoop, okay?
Talk to us.
A little scoop. I have friends in the game.
Talk to me.
Wait. Are you saying you know people in the industry?
I know a couple of people that formerly were in the industry that know people that also used to be in the industry that might know someone via pen pal that is currently in the industry. Now, I reached out to somebody and I said, do you really think this is happening? And this is the response that I received. I'm not at liberty to say.
No way.
But 100%.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, that was it. Man. No more answers were given.
That's it, huh?
But I'm going to tell you this right now. If DC Talk does get back together next year...
The rapture is soon to happen after.
End times.
Yeah.
End times. They've got like...
Because I think they talked about this in the third Left Behind book.
I think you're right. I think Jesus called Toby Mac and said, hey, man, love the new record.
No.
Also, coming back soon... Better get it going.
Oh, man.
So T-Mac was like, dang, I got to call up. Whatever happened to Kevin Max? I got to call that guy. Where is he?
So do you think this would be one of those situations where they would jump on a winter fest? Is this
No.
Okay.
No, they would do their own
tour. Let's talk about this, okay? This is the equivalent. This would be like if the Beatles got back together
in the Christian music.
Okay. In the Christian music. Seriously, don't
American
you agree?
American Christian music.
American Christian music. Wow. Seriously, this is like, this is if John Lennon came from the dead and everybody else, and Ringo popped out of whatever cave he's in right now. Paul McCartney jumped off that festival he's going to play. And right now, I can't remember the freaking guitar.
That's crazy.
So the Beatles did come back like that once for Christians. But that was Skip Heitzig's band.
Oh, gosh.
But I forgot that. But this is larger than that.
Stop. Wow. I can't move until I remember other Beatle. I've completely spaced it.
George
Harrison. Yeah. Gosh, what's wrong with me? I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone. That's all my fault. But anyway, this is the biggest deal. This is the biggest deal. This will be bigger than any winter jam, any rock and worship roadshow, any Toby Mac solo tour.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think that you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be, like, curious. But you're not going to have, like, a lot of kids be like, what?
Well, I think we're going to have a Five Iron effect.
Yeah.
So, House of Hero, we played some shows with the reunited Five Iron. And it was the weirdest audience I've ever seen. Here's why. You had a bunch of old skanks, ska people. That's what they call them.
Skanking is the dancing, though. You don't call them skanks.
You call them skanks.
No, you don't call them skanks.
You saw the crowd I saw. You would
saw
call them skanks.
Skanks.
Come on with it. Seriously, though.
Skeezus for Jesus?
You saw, like, the adults that loved Five Iron.
Yes.
That were all in their late 30s, 40s. And their kids that they brought. And their kids love Five Iron because their parents have been exposing them to Five Iron their entire lives. I really think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you've got every Christian 30, 40-something going, man, all this Christian music, it's all a bunch of worship. Let me show you the good stuff. And then they break out. They go, open the cassette deck thing. And they're like,
what is this? Is this one of those time capsules like at the museum? No, it's a cassette tape.
This is called a CD. The dust comes
That's
off.
Crazy, because I knew DC Talk was, they were big back in the day, but I just kind of thought that people forgot about them. And
no, when we say big, massive.
Mm.
Not even from just a Christian point of view. Like, they were a huge band.
Yeah, I didn't know.
They were, I think Jars of Clay was one of the first, probably the first, like, big-time crossover band with Flood, because Flood got all over everything. Flood, yep.
Mm.
Yeah. But the
DC
Talk,
and you have to remember a song, that album, actually. So as much as I would like to make fun of it, that album, Jesus Freak, when that song came out, there wasn't really anything. That was like the only thing in Christian music that was remotely close to what was happening right then, also in secular music.
And that's because
you had your Nirvana and your things like that. And so even though this had a Christian spin on it, it definitely did not sound like the typical fare that was coming out of the DC Talk machine.
Not at all.
And so here they were, like, sort of as coming close to as Christian music can, kind of championing the whole, like, we can make relevant art too. And so it really was like it really did. People that heard it and heard the songs from this album were kind of forced to, non-Christians, I say, were kind of forced to, like, bump up an eyebrow and say, oh, well, that actually doesn't sound too bad, you know? And that was a big deal for Christian music at the time.
Yeah.
So check this out. Jesus Freak was released, and they had albums before this.
They were awful.
Yes. When they released Jesus Freak, stylistically, it was an experiment and a departure, because it kind of, this is one of the most eclectic albums you can listen to. Mm. It really delves into, like, every genre of 90s music that was happening right there, whereas they had been primarily kind of like a hip-hop, poppy rap thing.
Yeah.
And then this had, like, rock and grunge all combined with hip-hop. So check it out. It gets released November 21st, 1995. It debuted at number 16 on the Billboard 200. It sold 85,800 copies first week, which you're like, so what? But that's the biggest selling Christian album.
Wow.
It's the highest debut for a Christian album at the time. After the album, released through Forefront Records, proved to be extremely successful, the band signed an exclusive distribution deal with Virgin Records. This was the first time, or one of the few times that this happened, and that label made it a priority to promote the album to mainstream music fans. Due to that promotion, Between You and Me, which is another song off of there, became a huge hit for the band. It got into the Billboard Top 100, which, again, for Christian bands, this is, I mean, the whole reason we have Christian music is because the regular music industry refused to play Christian songs. That's why you have Christian radio stations.
Mm.
Because you had these like rock bands come out and say, hey, play our song. And then they would say, like, U2. We heard the story about U2. And they're like, no, that's Christian music. Never going to play them on our station. So then you had the development of the Christian music industry, because they were like, well, nobody's going to play these. We need to make a place where people can hear them. So it kind of started from a really pure place.
Yeah.
And it's turned into a humongous worship machine where everything sounds the same. But DC Talk really, I mean, they changed the game for everybody. That's, and it's kind of like when the mainstream looked and they said, oh my gosh, there are millions and millions of dollars to be made.
Mm.
And that's when it started happening. People coming in. And that's really when Christian music blew up.
Yeah.
So
this was a big
song. This record was all over the place.
Huh. So you had Toby Mac in the band.
Yep.
Who was the other big
Michael
one?
Michael Tate. Who is now the singer of the Newsboys.
Okay.
And you had Kevin Max, who was the singer of Audio Adrenaline recently, but he quit. Kevin Max has always kind of done his own
thing. So they're coming back. The DC Talk is...
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's unconfirmed. No. But like I said, industry insiders are saying that it is an actuality, that it is happening.
That's crazy.
Well,
but seriously, guys, this will be the biggest... It will be like a monster.
Mm. Dude, I'll straight up be going to that DC and Talk show. Like, as much as I try to say, yeah, I'd be like, we going to DC Talk.
Yeah. I'll be right beside you going, what if I stumble? What if I fall? Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the thing with it. There's so much nostalgia wrapped up in this. Every youth group from the 90s is going to get back in the church, man, and go to this concert.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember when we were Christians? You guys remember?
You remember Centrifuge?
You remember when it mattered, man?
Yeah, bro. I remember. Yeah. I was like, I've been praying, and God said tonight that you are the one I'm supposed to make out with.
Yeah. She didn't believe me.
Oh, man.
She yelled at me. She was like, false prophet!
And I was like, no,
hit
girl.
Me.
Oh,
no,
geez.
Girl. No, girl.
No, girl. Dude, did you ever have, like, Christian, like, cheesy Christian single guy pickup lines? Can we talk about this for a second?
Sure.
Because that was one of them right there. You just kind of, like, tried to utilize the voice of the Holy Spirit to get your Mac on, right? And
yeah,
so that's not okay. So let's talk about some of those, because I would hear them all the time. Because, man, if there's anything that a Christian guy, single guy, who's trying to be virtuous in a world that, like, oh my gosh, I can't even look at billboard signs without being, so how can I fix this? Oh, I know. Get married. Yeah.
Boom.
So let me go do all the Christian pickup lines. So the ones that I've heard, not that I've used, because I fortunately have been married now longer than I was single, but I've heard some hilarious ones, like, you don't have an accountability partner either?
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
I've heard, hey girl, what's your favorite verse? That's pretty cheese. One of my favorites was, girl, I'm going to fast for you real slow.
What? Real slow. See,
girl, I'm going fast for you.
I would take it straight back to scripture and I'd be like, how you doing? And they'd be like, yeah, you know, blah, 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 and be like, just really been meditating on Psalm 27:4, whatever. And they're like, what's that? And it's like, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
And you are the desire of my heart.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right now, I don't know about tomorrow. But
yeah. How about this one? How about this one? You must be made out of water because Jesus turned you into fine.
Oh, snap.
What is
that's
that?
The third miracle.
Yeah. I feel like that.
Yeah,
that
water into wine,
that
you turned into fine.
Oh, here's a good one.
That
gets all kind of sketchy, though.
This is a good one. I've been struggling with loneliness.
Oh.
Would you mind meeting me to pray about it?
Okay.
Oh,
that's
also
creepy.
Also said by stalkers. That's a good one.
Oh, no.
There's a thin line between a Christian pickup line and a very, very, like,
oh, no, totally.
You know, stalkery statement.
All right, how about this one? Hey, I was looking in the book of Numbers and saw that I didn't have yours.
Oh!
Failure. I hate that person that came up with that.
Hey, that's amazing.
All right. How about this one? Hi, I'm Will. God's will for you.
Oh!
These are great.
Ridiculous.
These are really good. You guys can have all these.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you can have all these.
That's ridiculous.
All right, we need to jump into our last little bit of headlines here.
No.
And then we'll get on out of here. Schnooze.
7,000 AC/DC ticket holders in Belgium took refunds rather than see Axl Rose as the singer because they said they weren't having that.
You know, I don't blame them in a way, but, you know, I guess I think it would be kind of fun to see it.
Let me think of a Guns N' Roses
Did he play? Did they play Coachella?
Yeah.
Did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
So he actually, because I figured, like, every time there's supposed to be, like, some sort of Guns N' Roses reunion, something, Axl Rose does something to get all pissy and ruin it, right?
Or not show
so
up.
So I didn't even think it was going to happen.
Yeah, he's showed up to everything.
Yeah, he's done.
They booked, which
is
crazy.
He even broke his leg and borrowed Dave Grohl's rock throne that he used and sang, and then actually sang better. Like, the reviews are better because he wasn't running around crazy.
Right. He seems like he is a little bit different. I was watching, and they caught up with him at the airport, and he actually kind of talked to the paparazzi that was asking questions. He was actually kind of nice. And the old Axl Rose, and he wouldn't waste his time with
the
paparazzi.
He would have broken a whiskey bottle over their head.
Yeah.
Right?
That's nuts.
Leaving him cold.
He's settling down.
In the cold November rain.
Ah! Pretty good. Jimmy Kimmel will be Kelly Ripa's first guest host, after Michael Strahan leaves live next Friday. He'll start the following Monday, May 16th. But he's probably not looking for a permanent spot since, you know, he's already got his gig.
You've been following that drama, Joey?
No, I just know that the football player dude, the guy after Regis,
Michael Strahan,
he like kind of up and cruised and poached right over to like Good Morning America.
Yeah, they offered
like
him the job, and he took it without talking to Kelly first.
And so he just no showed basically.
Well, he showed
no call,
up.
No show.
He You're showed up,
fired.
But then Kelly decided because what he had done and not, you know, he didn't talk to her first about it. She just went on vacation.
Okay.
And so kind of left him hanging to do the show by himself for the next week or so.
Okay.
And then, you know, built the drama and, you know, I guess they're cool now. But at the same time, I think she was just upset that out of respect, he didn't come to her first.
Man, you know what's funny about it? If you think, if you just really think about it, this was the best thing that could have happened for that show because nobody cared about it before now.
I didn't, and now
everybody
I kind of
cared about it when Regis left, and I know it's had a solid fan base or whatever, but now we're all talking about
it. Yeah, I DVR it, and I don't even really watch it. Now it's DVR'd on my thing.
Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn have adopted a puppy. His name is Frankie, and he has his own Instagram. So does their other dog, Chance. I feel great about reading this. Thank you for putting it in my news, Dex.
You know what? I think it's good news.
McDonald's
Olivia
is
Munn, that's the girl from Tron, right?
She's no, that's Olivia Wilde. Olivia Munn is playing Psylocke in the new X-Men movie. McDonald's is testing garlic fries at 4 locations in San Francisco.
I can get down with some garlic fries.
Are you a garlic fries fan?
I like garlic.
Yeah, but are all the garlic salt crystals, are they coming from one clove?
Yeah, if they're not unilaterally sourced,
I want those to be ground to table.
Yes, okay. Ground to table.
Yeah. Ground to Happy Meal.
Plant to mouth.
Yeah.
The FDA issued a warning yesterday that says the antipsychotic drug Abilify can cause things like compulsive shopping and gambling. So if you're a casino owner, maybe stock up on some Abilify.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. According to a new study, medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the U.S., behind heart disease and cancer, and that is terrifying. I shouldn't have read that one. Thank you for
medical
putting
errors?
That in there today.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm just reporting the news.
I can tell you that that's a big part of why I do what I do now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and it's never with ill intention, but whenever you have people that well-intentioned superhero people that are having to work 12, 14-hour shifts all the time, and they're just trying to, like, you know, make it through and help someone, how do you know that they're going to see that little poorly handwritten, because doctors have horrible writing, that was written on the third page of this chart? So one of the big things about going electronic with the medical record, even though some people would say it's a pain, it's very, like, safety-oriented to help bring down numbers on that.
There you go. That's awesome.
So,
that's good.
Okay, a guy in Philadelphia was dressed up. I guess he dresses up as Jesus routinely. Refused to leave an Apple store on Monday, and he got arrested.
Well, Apple arrested Jesus.
He said, Jesus, he got arrested.
No shoes and nothing, Jesus.
A 17-year-old girl in Ohio got into a fight with her boyfriend last Thursday right after she got a spray tan. She ended up with streaks down her face from crying.
Check out this photo of this girl.
They can't see it.
This photo is amazing. There she is.
Normal.
She looks good there. She looks good there. Oh, streaks. Look at that. That's embarrassing for
that
a girl.
Sucks.
Because she cried and she streaked her spray tan?
She did.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, is this the boyfriend?
That's the boyfriend.
He looks like a 90s youth minister. Get out of there.
Oh.
A roller coaster.
He has a Petra t-shirt.
Yeah. He is a 90s. How old is he?
Just kidding.
A roller coaster at Disney California Adventure Park had to be shut down for an hour on Monday after someone started using a selfie stick mid-ride. Yeah. Come on, Joker.
Can't do that.
Did you hear about the changes that might go on at the Tower of Terror?
No. What?
So, and this is only in Disneyland, because oddly enough, this is a real thing. East of the Mississippi, Marvel is licensed to Universal Studios. So, like, Universal Studios Florida has Islands of Adventure, and it's the Marvel thing.
Okay, yeah.
But even though Disney owns Marvel now, it's not at Disney World. But west of the Mississippi, at Universal Studios Hollywood, where there is no Islands of Adventure, but there is a Disneyland, you know, and all that stuff. Disney owns it. So now you've had this huge influx of Marvel properties into Disneyland. And right. apparently they're changing the Tower of Terror into a Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
Called Guardians of the Tower or something like that.
I'm down with that. I like the Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror is
I don't even know what
it's classic.
That is.
It's a drop
shot. The Matterhorn?
No, oh, not the
gosh,
Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn.
That's a classic, though.
The funny thing about the Matterhorn is that if you go to Space Mountain in Disney World, that's the Matterhorn.
What?
They use the same structure but made it Space Mountain. And Space Mountain in Disneyland is completely different.
Than the Matterhorn?
That's right.
No, than Space Mountain in Disney World.
Holy cow, it's time to go, guys. It is time to go. Wow.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys.
Joey
Thank
B.
You. I appreciate it.
That's
I had a good time.
Right. Love hanging out with
it
you,
It was
man.
Incredible.
All right, continue to pray for the Jeter family. Brody getting his surgery done. If you missed any of the show tomorrow, this morning, make sure you guys hit that podcast. It'll be up at iTunes here in a little bit, Google Play. You guys can go to star88.fm and download it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.